Blog Talk Radio.
A new direction.
protection, for I'll restore years, and I'll restore health, and I'll restore joy, for this is a day of great restoration, and I'll restore the gifts of the Spirit, and they shall increase, and they shall multiply, for times of refreshing shall come from my presence, saith the Lord, and it shall fall like rain. So now I hear the sound of an abundance of rain, that it shall rain, it shall rain, and I will pour out my Spirit, saith the Lord. So receive it and declare it and say it's not so far away, but it's here right now today. Ha, ha, ha. Come on, give the Lord a shout. Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout.
Mighty Jesus, mighty, mighty Yeshua, mighty, mighty, hallelujah, hallelujah, thank you, Lord, thank you, Jesus, thank you, Yeshua, thank you, Jehoshua, praise you, Lord, praise you, God. Okay, thank you, God. You may need a refresh. Praise you, Yeshua, praise you, Jehoshua, amen. Thank you, Lord. Okay, thank you, brothers and sisters. Hallelujah for those that can hear me now. Amen. Thank you, Lord, somehow. Hallelujah. Everything has been changed by Microsoft. Amen. Praise the Lord. They have completely changed a lot of things. My brother and sister, where are days and stuff? Amen. Thank you, Lord. So shalom, shalom, my brother and my sister. Welcome to the Lord's Hour. This is your host. This is your brother in Christ, Brother L.V. Zapata. Thank you, Lord. We are so grateful that the Lord allows us to, hallelujah, come together tonight and share his word, share his revelation. We know and we are sure that Jesus is coming for his bride that have made herself ready for him, my brother and sister. He will not delay much, but he is patient that people will repent, that people would, hallelujah, turn to him. He's calling people with love and kindness, hoping that his people will hear, his people will listen to his calling and will prepare and will be ready. My brother and sister, because when Father say, go and get my people, my brother and sister, warning will be over. This is why now is when we need to take heed to his message and say, yes, Lord, I want to go home with you, Jesus. Yes, Lord, help me to escape, because now is the day. Today is the day of salvation. It's so important that, my brother and sister, we are ready for the Lord. Our heart is ready. We're looking. We're seeking. We want to be with him. Because with those that wants to be with him, he also wants to be with them. This is how it works in the Son of Son book. You read, hallelujah, how she wanted to be with him and he wanted to be with her. My beloved is mine and I am my beloved. Okay? God wants us to seek and pursue him. Jesus wants you to pursue him. Wait for him in the midnight hour. And this is the midnight hour with the return of Jesus. It is so close. You can see how things are changing so quickly, how our planet is changing, how earthquakes and tsunami is happening and about to happen more. I don't know if I was asleep, but someone said to me, Brother Elvie, the earthquake in California is happening now. And I'm like, what? What do you mean? What do you mean happening now? It's happening now, someone said to me. My brother and sister, like in my, you know, you're dreaming and someone calls you in your dream on the phone. You pick up the phone. Excuse me. And they say the earthquake in California. Excuse me. It's happening. And that's kind of the call that I got in my dream. Okay? And I know some brother and sister had sent me links, video information, prophecies and dreams. But this was so real to me. So we know it's close. And so we need to be closer with the Lord. That's what it means. You need to be walking with him. You're putting your trust in him. That's what he wants. For us to put our trust in him and not to wait for these things to happen, then to say, oh, Lord, you know, no. You be ready. And be ready of all time, Jesus said. It's very important that we are obedient, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. He told us to be ready of all time. Okay? Be ready. Hallelujah. All time. That's what Jesus wants from each and one of us. Because we don't know what, hallelujah, day or time, the sun, hallelujah. My brother and sister, when Daniel was in Babylon, it was told to them, hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. In Daniel chapter 3, my brother and sister, hallelujah, listen to this. Daniel 3, King Nebuchadnezzar, the king made an image of gold, whose height was 3 cubits. The bread or the wine there was 6 cubits, and set it up in the plain of Dura, which in Spanish, Dura, Duro, heart, in the province of Babylon. Okay? We are living in a Babylonian system. Okay? Shalom, Brother Michael. Shalom, Sister Consuelo, Sister Renee. I'm glad to see my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Wanting more of the Lord. Amen. We all do. And may the Lord speak to our life tonight. I want you to see something here in Daniel 3. My brother and sister. Hallelujah. How is it that we are out to be in the coming of the Lord? Okay? Here, the people that were in Babylon, the children of Israel that were casted in Babylon, hallelujah, now has to be living in a different time with different expectation. Our expectation is to wait for the Lord our Savior to deliver us and save us because he's our Savior, my brother and sister. Yes, we need to keep praying for our protection. Okay? The same thing that happens to them in Babylon, which we're in Babylon today, world, is going to happen to us. Yes, the coronavirus vaccine will be mandatory in the land. But God has a plan. Don't worry. God has a plan. Don't be afraid. God has a plan. See how the children of Israel are in Babylon. And watch how mandatory law began to come across their lives. Began to come to Babylon, my brother and sister. The devil wants to bring fear on everyone's life. And wants to make it seem like he can do whatever he feels like when God is the one in control. My brother and sister. Okay? Praise the Lord. So, they set it up this statue, my brother and sister, this idol. Then, verse 2, Nebuchadnezzar, the king sent to gather together the princes, the governor, the captain, the judges, the treasurer, the counselor, the sheriff. We got sheriffs today. And we got a lot of counselor today. And all the ruler of the providence came to the dedication of the image, which Nebuchadnezzar, the king, has set up. This is the devil at work here. This image is the devil at work. This is the work of the devil. Okay? In the last day, the devil is at work. And what we are seeing with the coronavirus and the coronavirus vaccine is the work of the devil. That's what we're seeing. The same thing that the children of Israel endure in Babylon, we are being confronted with the same choices and with the same spirit or people that were in Babylon are here today. Okay? And just as they were in Babylon and they were not there to stay because God had a plan, they're not here to stay. They're here, but they're not here to stay because God has a plan. Okay? And he's going to unfold his plan in the last day. My brother and sister. So there he had all his leaders. Everyone is celebrating. Everyone is coming together, okay, for this idol, okay? Then the prince of the governor and the captain and the judge, treasurer and the counselor, the chair of the ruler, the prophet, gathered together unto the dedication of the image.
that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. They stood before the image, and Nebuchadnezzar has set up, and Herod, and then the Herod cried aloud to you as I commanded. And there's a newspaper called Herod also. In the newspaper, yes, it's announcing to you as a commander of people, nation, and language. So this is what the CNN of today was the CNN of yesterday. Nothing new under the sun. Whatever the media is pronouncing aloud on television, okay, was pronounced back then. The only thing they used different, yes, it is the ministry of the Antichrist. It is his name, 666, my brother and sister, okay? The Herod cry aloud, okay? The newspaper of those days, okay, were communicating to the people in all language and in all nations. You see that all this media is nothing new. There's nothing new under the sun. These people in all these different languages were communicating to all these people what they were doing. Isn't that happening today? It's happening today. There's so much translation going about on Google and everywhere. All the news are being translated to other languages. Everybody knows what's happening. Okay? That at that time you heard the sound of the cornet, the flute, harp, the samba, satyri, the decimer, the all kinds of music. You fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. He wanted everyone to bow down. Mandatory by sin, it is you bowing down to your government. That is the same spirit that was in the life of King Nebuchadnezzar. It's today in our presidents. It's today in the White House. It's today around the world. They wanted everyone to be submitted to the mandatory. Mandatory is obligating you to do what they want. Control. They want to control you. The reason why the patience of our president is running out, it's because they want to be in control of your life. If you are not vaccinated, they're not in control of your life. Okay? They're not in control of your life if you are not vaccinated. You have not submitted to the idol, to the Antichrist system, because that's what the idol represents, the Antichrist system. If you have not taken there by sin, that means you are not submitting to them. They're not in control of your life. And the moment people take the by seeing, they're happy because now they can control you. They're in control of your life. You must do what they say you must do. And they will have you because the Lord revealed this for me from hell. When he took me and I saw the soul of them vaccinated. In hell, he showed me that now the Antichrist will have control over their lives. My brother and sister, this is why. The same thing that happened yesterday is being repeated again. And those for the fallen not down in worship shall the same hour be cast into the midst of a burning furious furnace. Okay? My brothers and sisters, today we have different method or different way of punishing people. If it's a capital offense, that someone will commit a capital offense, they consider that if you don't take the by sin from here to a few months or a few years, and they consider it a capital offense, they may bring you to the electrical chair or the lethal injection. My brother insisted. But the King Nebuchadnezzar, in the time of King Nebuchadnezzar, it was a capital offense that they were committed. And for this reason, they were thrown and cast into the midst of a burning fury furnace, my brother and sister. They will be killed. Now, listen to what the Lord showed me that is coming to America and the world. If people keep saying no to the vaccine, they eventually are going to start going over people's home. They're going to start arresting people. And in a lot of cases, like they did, as they do in India, we saw a video in India, this man running from the police, when they cut up to him in the roof of his house, they hold him down as they, until they put the coronavirus vaccine on him, in his body. Are you thinking this is not going to happen in America? Of course it's what happened in America and in the rest of the world. Soon, eventually, they're going to start doing this to the people. In other cases, they're going to throw people in FEMA camps and in holding detention, my brother, by thousands of them, which the Lord already showed me this to me, and they are going to limit people on the probation that they can have. They're going to tell people they're not going to get out of those places unless they are vaccinated. It's coming. It's being planned behind closed door. They have the authority and power, and they're going to get there. But don't worry. God has a plan in all this. God had a plan with Daniel, Meshach, Abednego, and them, and the rest of the Jewish people to deliver them. God had a plan, and God did deliver them, and God did destroy those nations. God did destroy those people. God has a plan. But most of the disciples were killed, were persecuted and killed. And the same thing are going to follow many of the people that are around, my brother and sister. There will be persecution. And I'm not saying this for you to be afraid. It's for you to rejoice, because great will be your reward in heaven. Great will be your reward in heaven. Focus on Jesus. Let them plan. Let them do. You focus on the Lord, and let's go where the Lord wants us to go, because the Lord Jesus has a place of refuge for you and I. He's asking us to be obedient, to follow his leading. My brother and sister, he is talking to us through dream, through vision, through the prophet. My brother and sister, the Lord wants us to be obedient. It's what the Lord keeps saying to us. My brother and sister, time is short. We know that for a fact. We know that the Lord is going to get his people out of here. But here's the thing. No man knows the day nor the hour. This is the part. We don't know the day or the hour. We have to trust him completely. He's in control, and he's going to deliver us, my brother and sister. Verse 7, therefore, at that time when all the people heard the sounds of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, sackbut, all kinds of music, and all the people, the nation, the language, fell down and worshipped the golden image, and Nebuchadnezzar, the king, the king has set up. Listen to this. Just as they happened in the past, all these billions of people began to fall down and worship. Are you going to be one of them? No, you're not going to be one of them, because you worship only the Lord, the Bible says. Worship only God, the Bible says. It is not for you and I to bow down to no image, to bow down to no man and do what they wanted us. That's why taking the vaccine is not an option for us. It's not an option for you and I to take the vaccine. You know why? Because the vaccine represents the Antichrist, death, my brother and sister, this world and hell. And we're not of this world. We're not going to hell. We're going to the kingdom of heaven, my brother and sister, where God wants us to bring us there. He has a place for us there. Okay, so we're not bowing down to the image. We're not bowing down to the plan. Those that are taking the vaccine are bowing down like the rest of the world in the time of King Nebuchadnezzar. Therefore, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the sackbut, all musical instrument, okay, in the language, fell down and worshiped the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar king has set up. That was wrong. And that is not a choice that you want to take. That is not an attitude. Like, well, there's nothing else going to do that. No. God has a plan. This is when we need to trust the Lord, my brother and sister. This is very important. This message is life and death today. Verse 8, therefore, at that time, captain of the Chaldean came near and accused the Jews, my brother and sister, and spoke and said unto King Nebuchadnezzar, O king that liveth forever. That's a light of the pit of hell. Thou, O king, have made a decree that every man who should hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the sackbut, decimer, and all kinds of music shall fall down and worship the golden image. Who fallen now down and worship, hallelujah, worship, he should be cast into the midst of a burning fury furnace. And there are certain Jews who thou hast set over the affair of the private into Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These men, O king, have not regarded thee. They serve not thy God, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. Exactly what God wants each and one of his children to do, my brother and sister. If everyone else wants to bow down to Pelosi, okay, in our president by seeing, we are not, okay? Nobody, no president, no leaders. We only worship the Lord, okay? The Jews, whom thou hast set over the affair of the providence of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, these men, O king, have not regarded thee. No, we don't regard them, okay? They serve not thy God. No, they don't serve. We don't serve the God neither. This fallen God that in the inauguration of Biden they were praying to, no, we don't serve them. We don't worship them. We don't recognize them. The only thing we know about is the fallen demon, fallen Nephthalian. They're going to be thrown into the lake of fire, the burnt with fire and brimstone. That's all we know about them. That's what they're going. That's what their future is. Our God who is in control is going to throw them there. Okay? We don't serve the God, nor worship the golden image neither. We don't worship Obama. We don't worship the beast neither, my brother and sister. We always worship our rabbi, our commander in chief, our Lord Jesus Christ is the only one we worship and serve. Hallelujah. Which thou hast set up. They can set up the system right now as it's being set that everyone must be vaccinated. And all these companies that supposedly Biden said that those that have 100 and more employees must have mandatory vaccination. They are setting up their system, my brother and sister. They're setting up their system. They started with 100 because if you put the one first, put the one at last, will be 001, then they're heading to one. They're going all the way to one to give one person. Now it's 100. Later, there will be one, my brother and sister, that they're going after. Then Nebuchadnezzar in his rage and fury commanded to bring Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and they brought these men before the king. Don't worry if they get mad at you. Don't worry. King Nebuchadnezzar was mad. He was angry. So, wow, let them get mad. They don't need to be afraid of them getting mad, that their patient is running out for the ambassador. Let them get mad. Verse 13, Nebuchadnezzar spoke and said unto them, it is true, all Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that ye do not serve my God, nor worship the image which I have set up. If ye be ready, so that at the time ye hear the sounds of the cornet, flute, harp, sound, so Terry and Dissimer, all kinds of music. Ye fall down and worship the image. We have made it. It is well, but if ye worship not, ye shall be cast in the same hour into the midst of a burning, fiery furnace. And who is God that shall deliver you out of my hand? And this is the fact of the matter in the last day. God is going to show himself. Jesus is going to show his power. He's going to show this fallen humanity and the fallen angel, fallen demon, that he is the Almighty and that he is in control. As people saw God's mighty hand in Egypt, how he delivered the children of Israel with strong hand out of Egypt, with plague and judgment, where he even killed the firstborn, including the firstborn of Pharaoh. He showed his mighty power. He's going to show it again because he has shown it through history time and time again. He's going to show his mighty hand again. He's going to show the humanity that he is in control, that he is the one who owns this earth and everything in it. He's going to destroy them with the image. He's going to destroy them with the Antichrist. He's going to throw them a life in a fire that burned with, hallelujah, fire and brimstone in a lake of fire. He's going to throw them alive. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, he wants his people to trust him through this trial, trust them to this, hallelujah, pre-tribulation, because his bride, his sons and daughter are not going to stay in the great tribulation. He is going to take his beloved one home to heaven, and the rest that had not made themselves ready, and those others that he had planned with them in the great tribulation, he's going to use by his beloved bride that needs to be at the wedding, that must be at the wedding that the Father made her for his son in Matthew 22. My brother and sister, the bride is going home very soon. Three signs, my brother and sister, the earthquake in California, the eastern tsunami, and the war in Israel, and the bride disappear. Disappear. They'll look for her, but they will not find her because she'll be gone. The bride very soon will be gone, my brother and sister. The Lord has made us a promise, my brother and sister. Meshach, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered and said unto the king, O Nebuchadnezzar, we do not fear to answer thee in this matter. If it was so, our God whom we serve is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, he will deliver us out of thy hand, O king. But if not, be known unto thee, O king, that we will not serve thy God, nor worship thy golden image, which thou hast set up. The reason why I believe they answer the king this way, that if God, Shalom, Brother Estrada, that if God will not deliver them, that means God can take them home before their time, as God has done with many people. But if they end up staying, hallelujah, to be raptured, God will deliver them, my brother and sister, for sure. Because it is God who promised he will deliver us. Some people have died before they've been delivered. And to die in Christ, hallelujah, is such a great blessing also. So God will deliver them even through death, or God will deliver them anyway. Because he's Almighty God. Thank you, Jesus. Then was Nebuchadnezzar so fury. Oh, they get so angry. My patience is running out with the ambassador, they'll say. So angry. My brother and sister, but their patient, like King Nebuchadnezzar, is running out with the ambassador, and their form vestige was changed against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Therefore, he spoke and commanded that they should heat the furnace seven times more than it, hallelujah, it was. It wanted to be heated. My brother and sister, now as things get even harder, God, who is in control, wanted to show his mighty power, not just on King Nebuchadnezzar, but on the men that are following his order, my brother and sister. Because they are to be about the Constitution, keeping the Constitution. Know what a man or a leader who is breaking the Constitution, overlooking the Constitution, will do. So heating it out the seven times is, God is killing those that is obeying the order, knowing that that man is wrong. Shalom, Brother Benjamin. Understand, hallelujah, what is being said. He commanded, hallelujah, he commanded the most mighty men who were in his army to bind, hallelujah, to bind Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and to cast them in the fiery furnace. Hallelujah. See, he's commanding the, hallelujah, the general, but his general is advising the other general in China was coming. See, so you see that the generals are obeying law, but they're also breaking the law and secretly giving the other general in China information of them being attacked. See, the whole house is in a mess. Why is it in a mess? Because God is in control, and God will reveal what is hidden, my brother and sister. God will reveal what is hidden, what the generals are doing in secret. It will be revealed. What they're doing, what they're planning, it will be revealed because they will be put to shame, my brother and sister. That is why. Then these men were bound under, of course, the breeches and their hat and their garment were cast into the midst of the burning fury. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, they were bound. Okay? See how everything that they're doing against these men, it seems like everything they own, they also want it. It might be the Christians have things that they also want. And this is why they decided to keep watch on people's money accounts instead of watching for over $10,000 how much money they're moving around. They've gone down to $600 now. Okay? They're watching your money. Whatever few dollars you have in your bank account, they're watching. Because they know that this economy is going to bankrupt very soon. They're going to have to file for bankruptcy. And they want to take everyone's money. Now they're watching down. If you have $600, they want to know what you're doing with that money. Because they want it also. My brother and sister, things are being revealed. What's in the heart that was never for the people is being revealed, my brother and sister. It's being exposed. There's nothing hidden that will not be put out to light. This is about money. This is about they're not just wanting your life and control you. They also want to control your money. They also want to know how much money do you have. They want to steal the little that you have. My brother and sister, it's all part of their plan. It's all part of their agenda. These men were bound, the coat, the breeches, hallelujah, their hat, their other garment. Where are they going to all these men's possessions? Because that's what they're saying. They want to go to everyone's possession. They want to know what you have available at home, in your bank account, everything. It's all about the Benjamin, someone said. It's all about the money that they want. My brother insisted. That's why if you're not vaccinated, they're not in control. You know that someone was saying a line that those that are being vaccinated, they can pull through the vaccine, through the technology, through the 5G, into the vaccine that is in the body, they don't know exactly how much you have in your bank account, how much you make an hour, and everything else, how much you have in your savings. They don't know exactly if you are vaccinated through the network that they're connected to these people's body. They know everything that there is to know about their life. And if you're not vaccinated, you're not in their network, and they don't know nothing about you that they want to know. My brother and sister, another thing someone was saying, through the vaccination, they can read your thoughts. People that are being vaccinated, as the vaccine goes to the brain and all the technology runs into the brain, it sends information of what you're planning and what you are thinking. My brother and sister, it's total control of your thinking, of your planning, of your saving, and everything that you own. If you have gold in your house, they'll know you have gold. If you have invested in gold and you're vaccinated, they know you invested in gold, and you will be one of the person that they will go to take away your gold. It's them having control over you. The same control that King Nebuchadnezzar wanted to have over all Babylon, including the Jewish people. But the Jewish did not want to bow down to his image control. The image is just a tool of control. If they didn't bow down to him, then he will have no control over their life, over their thinking, over their planning, over their riches. Where the riches? One thing about the Jewish people over the years, they hide their riches. They have always hide their riches in many ways over history. And when the nation wanted to know what they have, they could never know. My brother and sister, hallelujah. Because they always had that wisdom from God how to hide their riches, their gold, their diamonds, their silver. My brother and sister. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent at the furnace, exceedingly hot, the flame of the fire slew those men who took Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. Why did God have them turn the fire 7 times more, my brother and sister? Because if you want to reduce the power of the government, destroy their general. Their general are the one who has the brain on how to move troop around, technology, and so much more. My brother and sister, they are the one that the government needs to control the people. And if God destroys them first, what happens? They won't have that power. Their only power, their only control is through their general. That's why this is what's happening in Washington with the general. My brother, they're being exposed. Their secrets are being exposed. Why? Because that will limit the power of the government. When God says, I'm going to limit their power, he goes against the general. See? in this story here, in this revelation here, because I never see the Bible as a story. I see it as a revelation. He reveals to our history, present and future through his word, because his word is prophetic, my brother and sister. Okay? Therefore, because the king commandment was urgent, and the furnace sitting here, the flame fire slew the men who took Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. These three men, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of a burning furnace. Were they not thrown in the female camps? Yes, they were. Okay? Were they not thrown in the midst of the fire? Today will mean the female camps? Yes, they did. It will mean the female camps or jail for us, my brother and sister. Were they not thrown in jail? Yes. Were they not thrown in the female camps? Yes. Will the church be, a lot of it end up there? Yes, arrested and persecuted. They did it to the disciple. Jesus was thrown in jail, remember? He was beaten, and then he was killed. Never forget that, my brother and sister. So did it happen to them? Was not Peter and John whipped in jail, thrown in jail? Yes, my brother and sister, and whipped also. They were in the midst of the fire, like these men. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. Then Nebuchadnezzar the king was astonished, rose up and hasted and spoke and said unto his counselor, then now we cast three men bound into the midst of the fire. And they answered and said unto the king, through, O king. And he said, and lo, I see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire. They had no horn, no hurt. The form of the four. It's like this is the Son of God. The Lord is going to reveal himself. And this word, I heard a word from someone saying it this past week, past few days, that the Lord is going to reveal himself in the last day. Jesus showed me years ago that he's going to reveal to his people before the rapture happened, before the departure happened. He's going to reveal himself to the people, my brother and sister. And many are going to see him. Of his children that are going home are going to see him. He's going to reveal himself. Because in the midst of the trial, when his people limits are there, the Lord is there. Because he is the one, hallelujah, who is with his people and fight for his people. He answered and said, Lord, see four men loose walking in the midst of the fire. They have no hurt. And the fourth is like the Son of Man. In the moment King Nebuchadnezzar, who had never served God one day in his life, was able to recognize Jesus walking among the Jews, walking among his people, walking among his children. Jesus revealed himself to them and to him. They had never seen Jesus before. You can read back to the book of Daniel. You can go back to the book of Jeremiah. They had never seen the Lord. The only people that saw the Lord was back in the time of Joshua, some over 1,000 years prior. These men had not seen it. Their parents or grandparents had seen the Lord, but not these men had seen the Lord. And when he revealed himself to them, they were able to recognize him right away. He announced to us. You haven't realized, but you already know Jesus. And when you see him, you will know that you know. Your spirit will know that you know. Your soul will know that you know him. You will know that you know him. My brother and sister, he will be totally revealed to you. And you will praise him as God. And you will have no doubt that he is God. Because he doesn't want us to have any doubt. My brother and sister, doubt is the enemy of faith. When you doubt, you have a really almost impossible time of receiving. Doubt keep you from receiving from God. And God wants you to receive because he has much for us. That's why he doesn't want us to doubt. He wants us to believe him, my brother and sister. Believe his word and believe his promise that no matter what our eyes see, it's not what we see. It's what he said. It's what he promised us. It's what he's going to do, that he's going to reveal himself to us in a mighty, mighty special way. We just need to trust him. Trust him, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He wants us to put a total trust on him because he knows exactly what he's doing, my brother and sister. Listen to this, Jeremiah 9:24. But let the one who boasts in this, that he understand and know me. Again, let the one who boasts in this, that he understand and know me, and acknowledge me, and honor me as God, and recognize without any doubt that I am the Lord who practice loving kindness, justice and righteousness on the earth, for in these things I delight, saith the Lord. Oh, what a beautiful verse. When I found this verse a few days ago, I said, oh, wow, that verse is beautiful. Hallelujah. My brothers, they are beautiful verses in the Bible. But this verse of Jeremiah 9:24, oh, man, I read it. I looked it up in a different Bible translation just to understand it better. It's in the chat room, Jeremiah 9:24. But let the one who boasts in this, that he understand and know me, and acknowledge me, and honor me as God, and recognize without any doubt. Oh, I love that part there. Without any doubt. You cannot have any doubt. You cannot allow doubt in you approaching God. And you, hallelujah, wanting to have God in your life completely. Or having your life in his hand completely. Or receiving from God completely. Cannot have any doubt. You got to repent your doubt, pride, doubt, and unbelief. This is in the Old Testament. Mostly that was in the New. When I saw this in the Old, without any doubt, that I am the Lord who practice loving kindness, justice, and righteousness on the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. He delights in you. The Lord delights in you. God delights in you. You are made in his image and in his likeness. He made thee, my brother and sister. Praise you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Yeshua. I have to look it up because it's so beautiful. Isaiah 44:24. For the Lord, your Redeemer, he who formed you from the womb, say this. I am the Lord, maker of all things, who alone stretched out the heaven, who spread the earth by myself. People talk sometimes like God needs any help. God can do all things without anyone, my brothers and sisters. He's in control of everything in our lives. And wants us to trust him and depend on him in the last day. Because the days of trial and testing is upon us. We are in the middle of the last of the last days. We are in the last of the last testing of faith of our lives, my brother and sister. Very soon, you're going to see the army knocking on people's door, arresting people for not being vaccinated because the vaccine means control to them, meaning that they want to know what you're thinking. Without the vaccine, they don't know what you're thinking. They don't know what you're doing. They can't control you. They cannot manipulate you as they wish. That's why they want you to have the vaccine in your body, my brother and sister, because they'll be part of the kingdom of death, of the kingdom of the Antichrist, my brother and sister. And as they wanted to control, hallelujah, the Jews. See how it begins with the Jews. The Jews who thou have put in charge in your household, in your government, don't want to bow down to your idol, to your image, King Nebuchadnezzar. What are you going to do about this? King Nebuchadnezzar, as a commander-in-chief, began to take, hallelujah, ruling and control, began to execute executive law against the Jew that they must now, this executive law was, that they must bow down to his idol. He first set up the executive law that they bowed down. Biden is already setting executive law for the state and company to begin to vaccinate people. the TDC now is also looking, hallelujah, into making sure that everyone gets vaccinated. But Biden is still threatening for more executive law to make sure everyone is vaccinated. And so it's happening in every single other country. In Cuba, they began to vaccinate mandatory from 2 years of age and up, my brother and sister. In Germany and France and those countries, they are already also beginning to mandate mandatory vaccination. Same law, same spirit in the time of King Nebuchadnezzar that led him to have complete control over the people, where everyone in the world, no matter if they spoke Spanish, English, French, or German, it didn't matter. It says people of all language. People of all language. No matter if it was Spanish or whatever you were, you have to bow down to his idol, his image, because it represents the Antichrist. No matter what language you speak in the United States and the world today, they want you to be vaccinated. They want to have control over your life, because it's the same demon. It's the same spirit, my brother and sister. Verse 20 says, then Nebuchadnezzar came near to the mount of the burning fiery furnace and spoke and said, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, ye servants of the Most High. Look how he saw Jesus and the fire with them. And it came to his understanding right away that they were serving of God. My brother and sister. Immediately, his understanding, God began to work at him, understand, and know that these are mine. He knew that they were serving on the Most High just by seeing Jesus in the fire with them. See how quickly the revelation of Jesus brings a change over the wicked, over the people's life? My brother and sister, the Lord says it doesn't please him to destroy the wicked. My brother and sister, servant of the Most High, come forward. Come hither. Then Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego came forth from the midst of the fire. They just came from out of the fire. Like Superman, like anyone who has the power to go over the fire can do nothing to them. The bride of Christ is about to be changing from form, my brother and sister, to be changed and transformed and used for the last reign, the last revival. God is about to drop on this earth a great shaking. Hallelujah. The same transformation that Meshach and Abednego, how they were delivered out of the fire, there will be no fire that can burn you very soon. The Lord showed me this a few weeks ago, this transformation. I was blown away. As a brother and sister, being changed right in front of me, Jesus spoke to them and called them by name. And I saw them being changed and transformed in front of me as Jesus was standing in front of me. I was rejoicing, my brother and sister. All you want to do is pray Jesus when you see him doing this. Because then once we are changed and transformed, no weapon formed against us will prosper. Nothing can harm us anymore. Nothing can do any damage. No bullet can harm us anymore. No fire can harm us anymore, my brother and sister. It will be a supernatural move of the bride of Christ on this earth. One last time, one last revival, one last great move of God. Hallelujah. One great harvest coming in, my brother and sister, through the bride. The Lord saving, hallelujah, the lost in a mighty special way. We only have but about 43% of humanity that have not been vaccinated. That's about 3 billion people still on the earth that have not been vaccinated, my brother and sister. If we pay attention to prophecy, if we write down prophecy for the last 50 years, we know that God said that there will be a number of people on the earth when he will be moving in a mighty, mighty, special way. My brother and sister, our victory is at hand. Jesus, let me know. Hallelujah. A few weeks ago that he is about to do this. He is about to do this. What he promised he is about to come. My brother and sister, not to be worried, not to be concerned, that he is about to do what he promised us. He's about to bring his promise come to pass. Jesus, hallelujah, let me know. He was standing in, hallelujah, as he saw. I was so excited seeing him doing this, giving me a taste of what he is about to do with his bride, change his bride in a mighty special way. My brother and sister, and no weapon, nothing can harm us anymore. Hallelujah, he is about to do this. Praise you, Lord. He wants us to keep repenting. Keep repenting is the word he used. He says to me, tell them to keep repenting. Keep repenting. Repenting is so important. When you repent, you humble yourself. And you are asking God to repent and to change you into the image of Christ, into his likeness. In his likeness, what you may. He wants you to look like him, to be like him, humble and meek of heart. And then you'll find rest for your soul, he says. Hallelujah. Come to him. Come to him every day. My brother and sister, humble yourself every day. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. He had but a mighty, hallelujah, he had a mighty plan for us in this earth. Hallelujah. 43% of the people are left not vaccinated that are refusing the vaccine. God has a plan. When the right moment comes, the right number of those people, if then his word comes, then God's going to do what he says. It has to come to his timing. It has to come to the right number of the people. My brother and sister, thank you, Lord. He's removing the fake. He is removing the fake. I know people don't like to hear that, but God is removing the fake. Those that said that were his, but they're not. And he knows who they are. And they're being removed. My brother and sister, gold must shine. Praise the Lord. The real gold will withstand fire with no problem. The fake gold will melt. When the fire is presented to fake gold, what happens? It melts. Hallelujah. And you see that it's not real gold. And this is what's happening here. As the fire of testing is increased, fake gold is fading away. It's disappearing. My brother insisted, but the real gold will shine. It will shine even more. When you keep putting gold through the fire, it becomes more pure. You can look it up online. You can Google it. Gold becomes more pure through the fire. It's more beautiful, my brother insisted. This is why the fire is still on. Hallelujah. And the governors, the prince and governor, captain, and the king counselor, being gathered together, saw these men upon whose body the fire had no power. There you go. Are you listening? Fire will have no power over you if you glorify body. Thank you, Lord. That the body of the fire has no power, nor was hair under hair damaged, my brother and sister. No hair was burned. No hair was damaged. That's the power of God in our lives. Thank you, Jesus. Neither were the coal changed, burned, in other words. Nor the smell, fire pass on them. Nothing. Nothing that commonly happened to anything you throw at the fire that is burned, that is melted away, that is damaged. Not to these of God. Not to these men of God, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. It's so sad. It's happening more and more. But it doesn't matter of the title. God's been speaking about title. People calling them pastor, apostle, evangelist, prophet, and so much more. And they immediately, when they're afraid, they go get vaccinated because they never trusted the Lord. They truly never trusted God. And God is exposing the truth. I know people don't like it, but this dear man, this dear pastor, I know that people don't like it. But God is not asking you for permission. God is not asking you and I, what do you people think? Can I do this? Should I do this? Should I expose these phony ones? These fake, can I expose these fake? He's not asking us to do it. He's doing it because it doesn't please him. It's disgusting to him. And he's tired of being disgusted by the fake. And he's exposing them and removing them. My brother and sister, not going to allow them And people don't like it. But God is not asking for your permission. God is not asking for my permission to do it. He is just doing it. Father, don't play around. I told you guys years ago, Father, don't play around. When one word out of him is done, it is done. When he says so, it is done. He's not asking anyone for permission. He's going to do so. He's disgusted with the things he sees down here that are not pleasing to him. He's going to remove the fake. My brother, it doesn't matter if I've been in the pulpit 40, 20 years, 50 years, 60 years. If it's not been pleasing to God, if it's been fake, he's going to remove them. They're going to disappear. Okay? Because that happens if he allows them to mislead his children. They'll mislead people. My brother, how is it that instead of leading people to serve the Lord, they're leading people to serve the Lord and them, my brother and sister. And that brings confusion on people's life. Oh, no, no, don't do this. Don't do that. Come to me. Oh, no, don't worry about praying. Don't worry about praying. Oh, pastor, you know, I work so hard, I can't pray. Oh, don't worry about that. I'll pray for you. And it's building a dependency on those people and them, my brother and sister, instead of building a dependency on the Lord in their lives. That's the way God wants it. God wants every single human being to trust in him through Christ, his son. If it is not that way, your house is not built on the rock of all ages, which is our Lord Jesus Christ. If your life is not built on Jesus, it's built on the sand. And when the storm comes, your house will be ruined. And this is what's happening. The storm of this by sea, being made hundreds and thousands every day, is coming in. And because their house was not built on Jesus, their ruin coming in. I wish you could see this in the spirit. I wish you can see this in the spirit, how it comes like a storm. You'll see the storm coming in. And then you see all these houses, the storm taking them. And those houses are people that the storm of the Bicene is coming in, of the Antichrist is coming in with the Bicene. And those houses, if you can see it in the spirit, you'll see those houses breaking down. And you can sit there and say, why are those houses are being destroyed so easy with the storm? Look closely at the storm that is coming down and see that all that storm is that you see like water. When you look really, really close, it's not water. It's the Bicene. It looks like water. But when you look really, really close, it's not water. It's the Bicene. And when you see who is the one that is being allowed to bring the storm, the Antichrist is bringing the storm. Death is bringing the storm. And the storm is coming through the city. And you see, but the storm is coming through the United States, through Germany, through Mexico, through Canada, through all the people. You see it in the spirit. And you're like, every country is being hit by the storm that is being allowed in. My brother and sister, it is bringing all those houses down. And you think, oh, man, look at those beautiful mansions. People are losing billions of dollars by the storm. And when you look closely, the storm is the Bicene, bringing their life down, tearing the wall that it took them so many years to build of fakeness and lies and deceive. And that storm just stopped. It's bringing them down so easily. It's like the wall, the house has no foundation. How can that beautiful mansion, the storm is just breaking the wall so easy. It's knocking down the house so easy. Why is it knocking it down so easy? And when you look closely at the foundation of the house, it's founded on lies, deceive, stealing, cheating, my brother and sister, and so much more. That's what the foundation of the house is. And then you see other house, you see a small house, in the middle of the storm. The storm is taking mansions down so easily. But these little houses lit up beautifully. And the storm is hitting it with everything it has. And those houses are, when you look at the foundation, they're on the rock of all ages, firm. And the water is hitting it with everything it has. And those houses are firm there, underneath, praying every day, repenting, solid, on the solid rock. My brother and sister, that's what's happening right now in the spirit. If you only can see it, if you only close your eyes and see the destruction that the storm is bringing into our land, how many mansions is breaking down that it took so many years to build, but they've not been built in the Lord. Even though they were in church, they were not built on the Lord, my brother and sister. And if you look closely into the foundation of those mansions, you'll see lesbian sin in there, homosexual sin, abortion sin. Those are the foundations of the mansion. And those foundations are slippery. They're not even strong. They have no strength to support the mansions. But that's what they have built, those mansions, for so many years now. And a lot of those mansions are owned by famous preachers, believers, famous. They're well known. They have books in Amazon. And they make millions of dollars. But their houses are being brought down so easily by the storm, because the house was not built on the rock, my brother and sister. It was not built on the rock. Famous men, famous pastor has been vaccinated. Easily the storm came in and knocked down their houses. They should have been the one that their houses should have been the stronger. Their houses cost billions of dollars. Our houses look small. And they don't, not even close to the houses that they build. Their houses are full of stuff that are not of God, my brother and sister. But they have made so much money from the pulpit and the church. They've been the first being vaccinated. The devil has easily taking them down, my brother and sister. But they preached the Lord for so many years. Hallelujah. What is for a man to bring the whole world, win the whole world, and loses his soul? A rabbi Jesus said. That's exactly what's happening right now. They have won so many souls for the kingdom, my brother and sister, but because their house was not under rock, they're losing their soul. I was telling someone that this time when Jesus took me to hell, I was begging Jesus that I didn't want to go in. I don't like hell anymore. People, all they do, they're suffering, cry. I don't like going there, my brother and sister. But the Lord wanted me to go in there. But one thing Jesus was telling me very clear before he put me in hell, in the entrance of hell, he wanted to tell me something very clear. That these people that was taken up by sin were making their choice. It was their choice that they were making. Jesus made sure he told me this very loud and very clear. When he put me in hell and I began to walk hell, hallelujah, I began to see the soul of them that has been vaccinated, my brother and sister. And I saw the lies and fakeness that the demon was letting these people see. Actually, I look up a few verses in what I saw, my brother and sister. Lamentation 3:6. He has set me in dark places of they that have be dead forever. that be there forever, says the prophet Jeremiah. That's Lamentation 3:6. Okay? Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Yeshua. Now, remember we talked about also that, and some people that have seen this, this is going to really help them understand. Remember when we saw a werewolf in the daytime in the Great Tribulation howling, people turning into werewolf? Well, here is Amos 8:3. And the sons of the temple shall be howling in the dates, says the Lord God. Many dead bodies shall be in every place. They shall cast them forth with silence. Okay, I started just looking on Saturday for all these verses in the Bible. My brother says, I was stunned with the things I found in regard to everything we're talking about. Amos 8:3. It's in the chat room. I'm putting them in the chat room so you can see it. It's just so incredible. Hallelujah. Here's another verse that I found in Jeremiah 16:19. Then said Jeremiah, O Lord, my strength and my stronghold, and my refuge in the day of distress and need, the nation will come to you from the end of the earth and say, our father has inherited nothing but lies and illusion, worthless thing which there is no benefit. This is exactly what I saw those demons are showing people. Illusions, lies. I knew that everything that they were giving this soul that are going to hell, these illusions that these demons were giving them were lies. And the people that were there were believing that they were real. My brother and sister, the Lord wanted me to see this. I found this in the Word. Our father had inherited nothing but lies and illusions. Okay? Things in which there's no benefit. It doesn't benefit those people that these demons are lying to. My brother and sister, this is incredible. Jeremiah 30:10. Who say to the seers, you might not see? Listen. This is what they done against the preacher of the gospel, the truthful preacher that had come to preach in the gospel. This is what the people have said to them. And it's in the Word of God. This is from the Amplified Bible. Jeremiah 30:10. Who say to the seer, you must not see vision from God? Or to the prophet, you must not prophesy to us what is right? This is what they're saying in the spirit, in the soul, when they reject the Lord. Speak to us pleasant things in smooth word. Smooth word. Prophesy deceitfulness or deceitful illusion that we will enjoy. Are you listening? My brother and sister. Oh, you're going to have this and that. Jeremiah, out of all the prophets, was prophesying destruction to come. The rest of the prophets were saying how prosperity was coming to them into the land. Listen careful. There's a lot on YouTube and on the internet telling people of the blessings that are coming. Jeremiah was telling them destruction is coming upon the land. They throw Jeremiah in jail in the cistern because of what he was prophesying. And they wrote prophet that said that prosperity was coming into the land. Every single other prophet agreed with themselves, not with Jeremiah, that prosperity and all that stuff was coming. Be ye not deceived, my brother and sister. Listen careful, okay, my brother and sister, because it's happening now. It is happening now. We need to ask the Lord, my brother and sister. We need to ask the Lord, what is happening, Lord? Hallelujah. Psalm 9:17, the wicked to turn into hell in all the nation that forget God, my brother and sister. Where are the wicked going that are forgetting God? The Bible says they're going into hell. Hell will be the dwelling place. My brother and sister, hell will be their place. This is nothing new. What's happening with them being deceived by the Antichrist is not new. It had already happened in history. That's why we have God's word. It happened in Babylon. It had happened before. It happens in the times of Noah. It happens in the times of Allah. People were deceived. They were lied to first, and they followed their lie. There was only one righteous man in Sodom and Gomorrah, Lot. And the angel came to deliver Lot and his family out of Sodom and Gomorrah. And it was told to his wife, don't look back, my brother and sister. And she came, as in she was turned like into an image, because it was an image that was in her heart. You see, people are turned into what is in the heart. If Jesus Christ is in your heart, you are going to look like him. But if there is an idol in the heart of Pelosi and Biden, they are going to turn like that same fallen demon in the nation that forget God. My brother and sister, the wicked to turn into hell. Hell will be the dwelling. All the nation that forget God, that reject Jesus, that don't want to hear the gospel, that don't want to receive the gospel, that don't want to repent, that don't want to turn away from the wicked ways. My brother and sister, they will turn into hell. They will be, their dwelling will be hell. As it is right now with them that are being vaccinated, and they don't even know it because they're being deceived. My brother and sister, Psalm 139a, if I ascend into heaven, thou art there. If I lie down in hell, thou art there. Does it mean that people will lie down in hell? Yes. Right now, they are lying down in hell. But hell punishment is determined by God. He is there. He punished them there. In other words, their punishment is determined by him. Proverbs 5:5. Her feet go down to hell, and her steps take hold on hell, my brother and sister. Her feet and her hold. You walk with your feet and you hold with your hand. That's a demon getting a hold of them that are taking the by sin. My brother and sister, they're like Jonah. His body, spirit were in the whale, in the fish belly. But his soul was down in hell. My brother and sister. And if you read the story now, Jonah explains it also. Jonah 2. My brother and sister. And I read it from the Amplified. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Jonah prayed unto the Lord, his God, from the stomach of the fish and said, see, he was in the stomach of the fish. That's what his body was. In other words, even though his body was in the fish, his soul was in hell, they were still connected. Still a connection. He knew what was happening in the belly. He knew also what was happening in hell. He called out of the stomachs and distress of the Lord. He answered me, out of the belly of Sheol, hell, I cry for help, he said. Why did he say I? Because your soul is you. Your body's not you. Your soul is you. I cry from hell, he said, because he was in hell. My brother and sister, and you heard my voice. For you cast me into the deep heart of sea. And the currents, this is what his body was going through, the currents surrounding and engulfed me. Your breakers and your following way pass over me. What his body was going through, Jonah was fully aware of what his body was going through while his soul was in hell. My brother and sister, I said, I've been cast out of thy sight. Nevertheless, I will look again to your holy temple. He had the hope to get out of there. The waters surround me to the point of death. The great deep engulfed me. six wee was wrapped around my head. I descended to the very root of the mountain, the earth and the bar close behind, embolting me in forever. That's how you feel when you are in hell, and you can look up some of the hell testimony, okay? Some of the hell testimony. When you are in hell, and I saw that myself, you feel in hell like whatever happening there is happening there. It happens forever. One of the words, anyone will tell you that been taken to hell. Anyone who had a hell experience will tell you that when you are there, you feel that that goes on forever, ever, ever, my brother and sister. Okay? Jonah says he had the same feeling in him when he was in hell. Okay? I've been there several times. There's many people that have been there several times. You can look up testimony on YouTube of people that have been in hell. They'll tell you the same word. The same experiences like that. You are in there forever. Jonah had the same experience there. Descended to the very root of the mountain. The earth would have barred close behind me, vaulting me in forever. He felt the forever. That means he was in hell. Hopeless. Thank you for that, sister. He felt hopeless. Thank you very much for the help. Yet you have brought my life from the pit, death, oh Lord, my God. Now look what he says here. Okay? If you are in the pit in your experience when God takes you down there, you are definitely in hell. Because I've been to hell and I've seen many pits in hell. I've seen the pits. I've seen people burning in the pit in hell. My brother and sister. Okay? Yeah, you have brought up my life from the pit, death, oh Lord my God. See, he was in hell. The whole chapter explained that he was in hell. My brother and sister. When my soul was frightening with me, another thing that you will experience in hell is a great fear, frightening, as he explained. When my soul was fainting within me, fainting, hallelujah, I remember the Lord and my prayer came to you into your holy temple, okay? You don't feel in control there. That's why you're fainting. You're frightening. You're fainting because you're not in control anymore. You're in hell. It's a place of torment. That's what it was made for. It was made exactly for that. Whose regard and follow worthless idol, turn away from the living source of mercy and loving kindness. For me, I will sacrifice to you with the voice of thanksgiving. I shall pay that which I have vowed. Salvation is from the Lord. Okay? Notice the thing here. A lot of people who made promise to God have taken them by sin. They start praying early in the morning. They start committing their life to the Lord. They had a fasting life, which they gave up a long time ago. They have lost hope and said, well, let's just take the vaccine because, you know. My mom had recommitted her life to Jesus. And she called me. She just came to them from the island. She's in New Jersey. And she called me from the island a few days ago to tell me how she is so happy that she recommitted her life to the Lord and all that. I said to my mom, please, she's talking to people on Facebook, telling people to, you know, come back to the Lord because she said she was very sick, very ill. And I've been praying for my mom and for healing, but the Lord was so merciful, came and healed my mom over a week ago. And she's been talking to everyone about Jesus. She has recommitted her life to the Lord. I'm so thankful for the Lord, but I told my mom something. I know she's happy that she had recommitted her life to Jesus, but I said something to her very clear on the phone. Do not take the COVID-19 vaccine. Do not, mom. And again, I repeated myself because she's telling me about her experience, how joyful she is and all that. She's coming to the United States to see her children and spend time with them and all that and her grandchildren. Mom, they're going to want you to take the vaccine before you board the plane. No. Do not take the vaccine. You take medication, get a doctor note, let them know that you have the your condition. You take medication, let them know that for your health being, you cannot take the vaccine. Talk to your doctor about it first, of course. And she did, and the doctor said, I know, I don't recommend the vaccine on you. I said to my mom, use that. Use that now not to take it because of your health. Use it. Do not take the vaccine. Do not take the vaccine, okay? Not the Pfizer, not the Moderna, not the Johnson & Johnson. Do not take anything of that. And that's my advice to everyone who is listening. Don't take it. When Father told me that whoever takes the vaccine will not be part of his throne, he is serious, my brother and sister. I need to remind you of this. Father is very serious about that, okay? Very serious. Salvation comes from the Lord. But as for me, I sacrifice to you, fasting, with boys of thanksgiving. I shall pay that which I vow, or which I promise you that I will do. I will get up and pray with you. I will read your word. I will do this. I will live a life for you. I'll be separated for you. You made a vow to God, keep it. My brother and sister. Because a lot of people who have not kept it, so no way out but the vaccine. Be careful. Hallelujah. Be very careful. So the Lord commanded the fish in the vomit of Jonah unto the dry land. Notice, who is in control? Who commanded the fish? The Lord. Our Lord and our Rabbi, our Lord Jesus Christ. He is in control. He is the one that's speaking things happen. He commanded the fish to vomit Jonah unto dry land. And when the people in Nineveh saw this man being vomited by a fish and still being alive, they thought this was the greatest miracle that ever happens on their territory. And so when Jonah called them to repent, and of course they repented, they just saw a man who should have been dead, who came from the bottom of the sea, hundreds and maybe thousands of feet below water, a man that scientifically, that is impossible for anyone to be in a belly of a fish for 3 days, still be alive. Scientifically, it is impossible. Biblically, by faith, it is totally possible, because with God, all things are possible. And because they have their mind trusting in their science and their doctor, when they saw this miracle, and he called them to fasting and repenting, they listened. Hallelujah. God used that to have them turn to him in repenting, my brother and sister. Proverbs 9:18, but he knoweth not that the day are there and that her guests are in the depths of hell. These people that are taking the vaccine that are going to hell are guests in hell, my brother and sister. I knew that they were not like the other part of hell where people are constantly being tormented. These people, I didn't see them being tormented. They were like guests in hell. Guess it's like the perfect word for them being there. But a fake illusion and lying are being put through the mind by these demons. My brother and sister. And I was like, how am I going to explain how these people are there? And there's the word, Proverbs 9:18. They are in the depth of hell. They are guests. Are guests. I was blown away when I found this. Whoa. That's exactly what I saw. Then Proverbs 23:14, thou shalt smite him with a rod. And listen to this, smite him with a rod. But wait a minute. Don't we read in Psalm 83, staff and thy rod comfort me. They shall comfort me. But in here, the rod is not being used for comfort. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me, says David. But here for the wicked, they're not being used as a comfort. They're being used as a device of punishment, my brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thou shalt smite him with the rod. and shall deliver herself from hell. This is why the rod, God uses it as he see a fit in different people's lives. Some people are hit with the rod, smite. Others are being comforted. In our own life, sometimes we feel like we're being beat with the rod. And in a certain occasion, the rod comforts us. How is that? Because the Lord has his discipline to them that he loves. And the Bible says for us not even to get tired of his discipline. Because a lot of people, they get tired of God's discipline. Hallelujah. The discipline of the Lord, as the Bible calls it. That we are told not to get tired of it. Some people do. The Bible says that no chastisement for the present seem to be joyous, but grievous. Nevertheless, afterward, if you are peaceful fruit and righteousness unto those that exercise thereby. So the Lord is using his rod to smite, to punish, to discipline the disobedient, that he may save the soul from hell. So sometimes he has to give this way, my brother and sister. He has to use this rod this way, whether people like it or not. He has to use it this way. He has to discipline people this way. Hallelujah. And it feels grievous, Hebrew says. Nevertheless, afterward, it yields, it produces peaceful fruit and righteousness unto those that exercise thereby. Those that really says, okay, Lord, want me to pray, I'll pray. Want me to fast, I'll fast. Want me to live holy? Yes, I'll live holy, Lord. I'll stay away from the things that are not pleasing to you, Lord. Okay? Because in the image that we were made, we were made into the image of the Son of God, who is obedient to the Father, who is holy, who is perfect. My brothers and sisters, and then into that image that Jesus is, Father is working in our life that we will be there like him too. Someone said that, why did God wanted us? God revealed to this person, why did he want a man to be like his son? Because he loved so much his son, and his son is so holy and righteous before him and so obedient that anyone that will come to him, he wants that anyone will be like his son. My brother and sister. And he has made it this way. He has established it this way. That everyone that will come to him, hallelujah, he, my brother and sister, will be like Christ. And we are being made like Christ, my brother and sister. At this present time, it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel like the discipline, how we're being disciplined is getting us anywhere. Oh, but it is. It is, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. It is working in our life. It is being done to change our life for the best. Because God wants for us the best. Hallelujah. A lot of time we don't understand what the best is. Jesus is the best. Hallelujah. Jesus is the best. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, and he wants us to be like Christ, to be like his son. Hallelujah. The wicked said in Proverbs 5:12, and you say, how I hated this instruction and discipline in my heart, despise correction and reproof. Hallelujah. 5:23, he will die for lack of instruction, discipline, and the greatness of his foolishness, he will go straight and be lost. You see what happened when we lack discipline? When we lack discipline, my brother and sister, we will be lost. Father 5:23 in the Amplified. Hallelujah. My brother and sister, Bible tells us we can learn self-discipline, Proverbs 6:9. How long will you lie down, O lazy one? When will you arise from your sleep and learn self-discipline? Okay? Get out to pray. Do the things that God is asking you to do. Keep his word. Make an effort every day. Ask him to help you. My brother and sister, discipline is what he wants to give us. Hallelujah. Proverbs 12:1. Whosoever loves instruction and discipline loves knowledge. But he who hates reproof and correction, this translation says, is stupid. I never liked that word stupid. I don't even like to pronounce the word. But that's what this translation says, my brother and sister. And I believe the correct translation is fool. It's fool, my brother and sister. So he's the hate discipline. It's fool. Okay? Thank you, Lord. Proverbs 13:1, a wise tongue, he and he didn't accept. And this is what we saw, his father discipline and instruction. But a scoffer did not listen to reprend and did not learn from his error. Every prudent and self-disciplined man act with knowledge, but close-minded fool who refused to learn this display foolishness for all his sleep. Wow. He who withhold the rod of discipline hate his son, but he who loves and discipline and treat him diligently and appropriately with wisdom and love. Thank you, Lord. So discipline to God is so important that we are parents also discipline our children. I know a lot of people have stopped doing that because the law, we need to discipline them and understand. Hallelujah. Proverbs 15:10. This is a severe discipline from him who turned from the way of righteousness. He who hates correction will die. Oh, man. Discipline teaches your son while there is hope. And the nine does your anger and resentment imposing an appropriate punishment. Desire his instruction. Hallelujah. Cease to listen to my son to instruction and discipline, and you will say the word of knowledge. So this is so much about discipline that God wants us to take into heart and learn of him who is humble and meek of heart, my brother and sister. Hallelujah. It's very important to follow his instruction and his discipline. Isaiah 14:9, hell beneath is moved from thee to meet thee at thy coming, rising up there from thee. And all the princes of the earth have raised from their throne all the kings of the nations. Isaiah 28:15, because ye say we have made a covenant with them. Remember when the Lord brought me out of hell, and I shared a few days ago that I understood that those that are taken up by sin are making a covenant with them, with the Antichrist, because it's all together, it's all tied in one. I found like two verses that said, I said 28:15, because ye have said, we have made a covenant with them, and with hell we're in agreement, thou scorn run over and pass through it shall not come at us. For we have made a falsehood and a refuge under vanity are we hid. Under vanity. What did I tell you I saw the demon doing to the people? Putting vanity into the head. My brother and sister. And also I understood in him that the demon would not have that access to the people's mind and brain unless they've been vaccinated. In other words, if they had not been vaccinated, the demon could not do that. When they are vaccinated, they are making a covenant with death. And then the demon could do what they're doing to their mind, their lives, putting illusion into the brain. Okay? And also I knew in hell that the people that are being vaccinated, all the knowledge the Lord was giving me as I was walking in hell and looking at the people, the soul, that the people that are being vaccinated are going to be controlled by the government soon, by the Antichrist, okay, who is already at work, the Bible says. They're going to be controlled. In other words, if they want people to riot in certain city or in certain place, through the server, through the computer, they'll send a message to those that are vaccinated in that area and rise them to riot. Now, they don't want people to riot. They can also calm them down, and the people will not riot. But if they want the people to riot out of control against the police and so much more, even shooting the police, they'll do that also, because they have total control over their lives now through the vaccine. So there's nanotechnology, 5G technology in them through the vaccine. I knew this in hell, walking in hell. Things that here on earth I did not know. I knew a lot because the Lord has been giving us a lot here and there. But in hell, the Lord was giving me all that revelation clearly of these people that were there, their soul that were there, that their body on earth, like Jonah, and the body was in the fish, his soul was in hell. So these people were the same. And I knew that now they can control them and do different things as they wish with them, because now they're part of the Antichrist body. As remember, the Antichrist imitate Jesus. We, the church, are part of the body of Christ. That's what Corinthians is, the book of Corinthians, first and second. That we're part of the body of Christ. So the Antichrist imitating the body of Christ, they that are being vaccinated are becoming part of the body of the Antichrist. I knew that in hell. Very clear. The Lord had me understand this as I was walking in hell. Bible says the things that I was able to understand was mind-blowing of these that are being vaccinated. To the extreme that I was thinking, people don't have an idea to what degree of taking the vaccine is, my brother and sister. I got to a part in here where it looks like a lake of illusion, like I saw there. There was like this water running. And I got to the part, to the place there. I didn't want to go beyond that. I also knew that the people that was after that, I was not allowed to see them. The Lord just wanted me to see those that was behind, the one that were there, which was in the thousands anyway. The other hundreds of thousands and millions of vaccinated that were in the other part of hell, I was not allowed to see them. Like from far, because where I was in, like, higher than the water, I could see that in the other part was terrible. But that part, the Lord kept me from seeing it. I'm so glad he did. I am so glad he did, because I didn't want to see more beyond that. Because I believe I have preached enough about this, my brother and sister. And for me to keep going about this even more, no, it's like, okay, that's it. That's it. For about how many years now have I been talking about these things coming here on the Lord's Hour? And almost every week coming on to talk about these things is a lot. So like, okay, Lord, please. First, I was begging the Lord. I didn't want to go into hell. He had me going there. Okay, I must be obedient and submit to the Lord, because that's what he wants me to do. Okay, I will share what he's showing me, my brother and sister. But because the more deeper you go into hell, worse and worse, and the cases are worse. And you might be able to see more and understand more, but to what degree now? I believe that what we know is enough. I believe that I what I wanted was, when the Lord took me out, was I come here and tell people, I hope people don't take the vaccine or say no. No matter if they're threatened, they need to have a full understanding why they should not take the vaccine. And the vaccine that will separate them from God. This is what people are experiencing. It's separation from God. Okay? There is another mystery in the vaccine. There's more than one or two or ten mystery in the vaccine that are not being told. I got another confirmation online that those in the nursing home, those older elders that are being vaccinated, are not dying. Are you listening? People in the nursing home here in the United States, and the people that we're talking about the entire country, all 50 states, are the people that are being vaccinated are not dying. Okay? They're not dying. And I believe that what's in the vaccine, they knew that it will keep people from dying. My brother and sister, I believe it's the part of Revelation where it said they will seek dead, but they will elude them. I truly believe that's in the vaccine. And I'm finding more confirmation of that from professional people that are not even Christians are saying this. And they're seeing this as a good thing. I'm not seeing it as a good thing. I'm not. But it's a confirmation because years ago when I heard about this by seeing early 90s that they were going to come off, those that were taken in the last day before the coming of the Lord, they will not be able to die. That's what I heard. And now I'm getting more confirmation and more confirmation of our elders in the close 90s and 90s being vaccinated that used to die weekly before they got vaccinated. Those that are being vaccinated now are now dying. I heard it on Fox News, NBC News. I'm listening to different channels, different news. I want to hear one case of one being vaccinated that died, but I have not found one case yet. Not one case. After being vaccinated for over, I think it has to be for, what did I say, 90 days, 40 days, something like that, that the person will not be able to die. Okay, so you may get a case of someone being vaccinated and dying right away, but not at a certain time. They're not going to die anymore because the technology inside goes into the DNA. The weaker part, you can read it online, of the DNA, it cuts it out, and it attaches the DNA. It rebuilds it. So the part where the person is supposed to die is being removed in the DNA. The weaker part and all that. Now, another thing I find out, that those that are being vaccinated are getting better memory. You see how people usually have forget a lot? Those that are being vaccinated by seeing the nanotechnology in them, tore their brain not to forget anything. A lady who's been vaccinated was saying, who's been vaccinated, she was saying in an interview that she was able, hallelujah. Yes. She says she remembers stuff that when she was 4 and 5 that she was not able to remember her whole life. She said the whole life she forgot in most of her youth. After she got vaccinated, immediately she can think back when she was 4 and 5 and remember clearly everything she did, who she played with, where she played, everything clearly came to her mind. Now, I don't say that for you to take the right thing now. Oh, you're going to have better memory. No, it's a total change of humanity what they're doing. A human 2.0, remember that? Remember that message we used to play here, audio, human 2.0? That's truly what they're doing with people. It's a human 2.0. And so the person... Remember in the Matrix, the first, I think it's the first Matrix, where they can inject knowledge into you. That was what the Matrix was about, one of the things. They can inject, because there's a robot in the person's mind, and they can direct, if they want people to be knowledgeable about certain things, they'll inject the knowledge into the person right away, and the person immediately knows what to do. We'll have the knowledge and much more. I'm already seeing in some of the vaccinated, their mind, how it's being improved. But it's not for good because what purpose? This earth is going to be destroyed. Hallelujah. My brother and sister. It's going to be destroyed after that. They're 7-year great tribulation, that's it. So it's not worth it. Sacrifice the soul, the eternal soul, for technology, for memory, for good minds. You know, it's not worth it. Serving the Lord the way we are, it's worth it, my brother and sister. It's what he wants us to be. Okay? Now, I had 3 audios that I really wanted people to listen to. But Microsoft today, since they're coming out with Windows 11, they did an upgrade on my computer there. And it has changed everything. I cannot even, I'm going to have to look.
Shalom, brothers and sisters. Shalom, believers in the Lord. This is Sister Grace. I'm here this morning with a warning to God's remnant, to God's children. Before we go through the warning, I would like to pray and then read a scripture by the grace of God. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you. Father, I praise you. I worship you, Lord. Father, I present this message into your hands. I pray, Lord, that it will get to those you want them to get to. I ask you for your mercy, Lord, upon me if I will add or subtract. I pray, God, that your blood will cover me this moment. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen. If you have time, brothers and sisters, you can read Ezekiel chapter 3. Ezekiel chapter 3, beginning from verse 17 downward. So 17 says, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word out my mouth and give them warning for me. So you can continue the reading by the grace of God. I'm here with the warning for God's children. Please, I urge you, if you don't understand anything about the revelation that I've shared previously or the one I'm about to share right now, pray about it. Ask God to conform. Ask God to direct you. In Jesus' name. Amen. So as you can see, I literally just woke up from sleep and I wanted to go back to sleep and then come back later on and do this message. But by the grace of God, I'm going to do it now and just get that kilo off my head. So in this revelation or slash dream, it was me and some couple of sisters in the dream. Couple of sisters and brother, I believe. We were in this gathering. Perhaps we were praying or doing something. And then suddenly people started to put their names down. And people were willingly worrying to get themselves to get the gem, the abomination. I cannot call the name because my video will be taken down and I will have a strike on my YouTube. So people were like running, going willingly, taking the gem, taking the abomination. So when it got to us, we were like, no, we're not going to take that. So what happened immediately, we were in this room, you know, praying or doing something, and there were people that were among us, but they were hiding. And this particular lady, when I was getting ready to exit the building, she had all the equipment to inject people. And when I was getting ready to come back to the building, it's like the Lord opened my eyes to see her plan. She had the thing stacked up in her and she was decently dressed. But she had this tube, the syringe that they used to do that. And the moment I was getting ready to come back in, she poured the syringe out with it was already prepared. So she doesn't have to take the bottle and then do all that. It was already prepared. It was already set. So all she needed to do was to just take it off her clothes and boom, take it off the clothes and boom. That's how she was doing, you know, in the revelation. So when she got to me and then she poured it out, I was like, blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus. So I couldn't go back in the building because if I were to go back, she would have inject me. So I was like, no, I'm not going back in that building. And she started to pursue me. When she started to pursue me, and I started calling the name of Jesus, and I found myself flying, and that's how I was able to escape that lady that wanted to give me the abomination. Brothers and sisters, the Lord, and before that, thank you, Jesus, the Lord just reminded me in the revelation, the voice spoke within my inner self and said, I have warned my people to flee into hiding. He said, I've given lots of warning for them to flee, but they have refused to flee. They have refused to leave, and they are stuck. And once they are stuck, they will have no option. The people will come after them, and they are going to inject them by force, and they will have their own self to blame. Brothers and sisters, the Lord has warned us countless time. He has warned his children to flee to the mountains. He has warned his children to leave the city. I'm telling you, they are going to come after you. They are going to come after your children. You will not be able to escape. The fact that I called the name of Jesus and I was able to fly, it's not going to happen in real life. It was not happen in our world because you're going to have 3 to 4 or 5 people coming on your one. They will trap you on the ground, put a chain on your head, and you are going to be forced It's going to be a false thing that will force you to take. Brothers and sisters, flee the cities. Go to where God wants you to go now. He said he has warned his people and people are not listening and you will be trapped. You will be trapped. When you go to the church, they are going to force you and lock you down to take it. When you go to the store, they are going to come after you, brothers and sisters, run for your life. The Lord has warned his people countless times. There is a full shortage coming. A full shortage coming. You will not be able to buy. You will not be able to sell. You will not be able to travel. You will not be able to go to church. And some of these things are happening now. Why are God's people so disobedient? Why is your heart so hardened? Why have you become a people of stiff neck? Why have you refused to hear the voice of God? Brothers and sisters, if you are refused to hear the voice of God, you will be trapped. And when you be trapped, when you think that stuff, your eternity is doomed. You are doomed forever. I'm not going to be very calm with my voice right now. Because imagine the Lord has warned his people and they are not listening. You people are not listening. You feel that America, UK, Australia, and all this Western world, they are the paradise that God has given to you. And so you don't want to leave. They will come after you. Yes, I'm angry. I'm angry because souls are dying and ending up in hell every day. Souls are dying and ending up in hell while you are still there sending money, two pieces of check. You want to take money over your eternity? You're going to take money over your soul? The Lord has warned his people enough. And I've come yet again. I don't care how many persecutions I get. I must speak the mind of God because I don't want nobody blood stain on my hands. The Lord said he has warned his people enough. They are going to come after you. I'm telling you. They will come after you. You will not be able to escape them. You will not be able to escape them. Take the warning now and leave. Leave. Run for your life. Take your children into a hiding place. The Lord has warned. He has warned. But people are not listening. They are not doing what God wants them to do. They are still stuck to the love of this world. They are still stuck with the things of this world. They are still stuck with the pleasure of this world. Don't you know that God and woman cannot go together? It's either you choose God or you choose the devil. And I've come to tell you, if you choose the devil, your end will be doomed. You will be in hellfire. You will be tormented day and night. The Lord has warned his people. I'm not going to cry this time around. I'm not going to cry. People are telling me not to be calm with my voice. Why would I be calm with my voice when the Lord Jesus Christ is crying over his people because they are disobeying him? And you want me to be quiet? You want me to be silent? You want me to speak in a calm, still voice? No, I cannot. Because the Lord is angry with his people. He just get out. Run for your life. If you have money in the bank account, you better go and take it now, like now. The Lord has warned his people enough. I have warned by the grace of God. Every message the Lord has given to me concerning this abomination of satanic thing they are doing in our world today that has changed the whole world, and the world will never become normal until Jesus Christ comes. I have been threatened. People have said all manner of things against me, but I don't care. I'm only pleasing the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not here to please men. The Lord has spoken. He said, once have I spoken, twice have I heard. God has spoken. When the day comes, you will not be able to escape. You will not be able to escape. For those of you that think that the presence of God is still in these mega churches, those bishops and apostles and CEO that you have, they are going to trap you and force you. Don't you see what's going on? Get up. Fight for your soul. Fight for your eternity. Come to Jesus now. For those of you that are still lukewarm, you are sitting there. And you are waiting for your GO to pray for you, to give you the next prophetic word. Jesus Christ is coming. The time we are living in, time to prepare your household.
It's time to put your life together. The Lord is coming. He's coming for a prepared people. As the Spirit of God is leading me this morning, my soul and my spirit is so angry. I was trapped. We thought that where we were safe enough in that building. But we were not safe. They were right among us. And there are some people that are with us on the, brothers and sisters, run for your life. Run for your life. It's either Jesus Christ or the devil. Do not take the abomination. If you take the abomination, brothers and sisters, I'm not going to sugarcoat this. No matter how hard you pray, no matter how hard you fast, mercy will not locate you. You are doomed forever. That was what the Lord told me. And I'm here to repeat that. If you are taking that journey, you have already denied the Lord Jesus Christ. How? Peter denied God. But the Lord told him, Peter, the crook will not crow twice, and you will deny me. And it happened. Brothers and sisters, men have already denied the Lord by their ways. So taking the abomination.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome to the God Tiller 7th End Time Prophecy Channel. I'm Sister Barbara, and I'm here today with a prophecy to share with you. Let's see, what is today? Today is September 17th, 2021. So join me in the King James Version Bible. What is after me now? Wait, maybe this goes with the prophecy. I'm going to be in the book of Exodus, and let's see, chapter 7, and I turned right to it. I've been here a lot of times. Let's just do, start with this 18, verse 18. And the fish that is in it, the river shall die. And the river shall stink, and the Egyptians shall loathe to drink of the water of the river. And the Lord spake unto Moses, say unto Aaron, take thy rod and stretch out thine hand upon the waters of Egypt, upon the streams, oh, there's the Holy Spirit, upon the streams, upon their rivers and upon their ponds and upon all their pools of water, that they may become blood and that there may be blood throughout all the land of Egypt, both in vessels of wood and in vessels of stone. And Moses and Aaron did so as the Lord commanded, and he lifted up the rod and smote the waters that were in the river in the sight of Pharaoh, and in the sight of his servants, and all the waters that were in the river were turned to blood. Okay, these are the plagues of Egypt coming again. This is what it sounds like to me. Now, I just Googled this quickly on our YouTube page. I might have several prophecy messages. I know I absolutely have one saying that the waters will be turned to blood again. All right, so, again, we got this first thing this morning. Brother Dan has a block. I think I'm getting his prophecy messages because I don't normally get them like this all the time, and he's not getting any. So here we go. A tsunami is coming. The storm has been brewing. A major upheaval, a catastrophe, a sign from the heavens. A warning to those on the earth. Disaster will strike multiple places throughout the nations. A cataclysmic event. Men's hearts will fail because they have not heeded the warnings. The day will be dark. Darkness will cover the land. The sun will not shine. The stars and the moon will not give no light. Stay inside. Keep your doors locked and windows covered. Let no stranger enter. The hand of the destroyer will pass over you. Do not fear. Whoa, I have the Holy Spirit so bad. Do not fear. I will use the 10 plagues of Egypt again to wake up the sleeping and unrepentant. I have chosen a few to speak of the end. Judgment comes to the wicked. Do not fear. Whoa. Okay. This is a major shocker again. Now, I'm pretty sure, like I said, I have several prophecy messages where these plagues of Egypt are coming again. You might want to read the book of Exodus that tells you the whole story and everything that went on. And especially the part, that, and then again, this. I have this exact thing and other prophecy on this, on the plague. The hand of the destroyer will pass over you, just like he did in Egypt. Stay inside. I have this in another one. Stay inside. Keep your doors locked and windows closed. And let's see, the darkness will cover the land. I have, like I said, several prophecies. I thought I counted five, but I don't know if they're all exactly on the plagues of Egypt. So here's me. Get a Bible and read it. Join a Bible study. You need to know what's going on here. The Lord is always the same. He doesn't switch around with all kinds of bizarre things. He did it before. He's going to do it again. This is what I said in other prophecy messages. If you know him, you know what he's up to and how he works. You need to know what the Bible says. Don't be depending on other people out there to tell you. All right, before I start going on, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. You will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. You can read about that in the book of Acts, Acts 2:38. Have a plan. Have supplies on hand. You see, if this starts coming and what's going to happen here, people are going to be running around. They're not going to know what hit them. I also have a playlist on the channel page, and sometimes I put it on the videos. It's called The 3 Days of Darkness. So you might want to check that out. I'll put that on as a playlist on the this video. You need to be prepared for these things. I keep on saying this. I feel like I'm harping. Here, I feel like I'm harping to my son during this. You need to have a plan and extra supplies on hand. You don't know what that disaster is going to hit. I have probably, I'm going to say, 10 different things that could possibly go wrong. And a lot of them have to do with these plagues in Egypt. What are some of the other ones? Locusts, frogs. I know I'm not going to remember them all. Well, what made me laugh was I saw the gnat going through. That's what made me think of it. It's going to be all sorts of things. Have a different plan. Have other things on hand so that whatever might hit or whatever disaster might strike, you're prepared. You need to do this. I'm going to say this again. The government is not going to help you if there's a disaster. You're going to be on your own trying to figure it out, at least for several days. They already have their plan made of what's going on. I posted on my Facebook page three Facebook pages. An interesting video that someone put up or sent me. I think my friend Peter sent it to me. You might want to look on there. I forget what the title of it is, but it's really interesting about how things are going and we're being programmed, blah, blah, blah. You know the whole thing. You need to have a plan and be aware and be alert, and you need to know God's word and you need to be with him. That is the main thing that should be on the top of your list. Have some supplies on hand. You don't know what disaster could possibly hit. I know for sure the water is going to be turned to blood. I have something saying that straight up. He's saying it again. I think I probably have 3 or 4 confirmations on the water becoming blood again. And then think about it. If you know the Bible, you know what he did in Egypt. It didn't hit those people, he said here. The hand of the destroyer will pass over you. That's what it did in Egypt. So his children, you guys out there that belong to him, his children, I'm sure that's the only people that are listening to me, you are going to be protected. So don't go running around, you know, taking a fit, da da da. You know this. He's going to protect his own. I have how many prophecies that say this. He will make a way. He says the hand of the destroyer will pass over you. So you need to give your life to Jesus Christ. That's the main thing on your list. You need to be a born-again Christian. You need to be born again. You must be born again to enter into the kingdom. Not my words, in the Bible. Please do this. Our time is up. We're at the end. I feel like on every video I'm here at the end begging everybody to come forward and to repent from their sins. This is what you need to do. I do it every night. I sit there praying for hours. Not only do I sit there praying for myself for hours, I sit there as intercessor for other people. You guys that leave these messages that you're having issues and problems. I sit there and pray as intercessor for you on behalf of you, asking the Lord to accept me for whatever your problem is. That's what I do. I sit here and I pray over these things. He's hearing our prayers. Please don't stop praying. I did put a notice up. I will be taking prayer requests tonight. I put it up on all the Facebook pages. If you have a need, just leave a comment and Brother Dan and I will pray for you. You need to do this. Don't stop praying. What else did I want to mention before I forget and go off on something else I think of? Just wanting to thank everyone like I normally do. Thank you for all of the translations in the other languages. Cristiano, thank you. Lucy, thank you for everyone that supports the ministry financially so we can help other people out. We greatly appreciate that, and so do they. Thank you for the cards, gifts, and notes, and all sorts of things we get in the mail, clothing, supplements, books, everything. I get all sorts of things, jewelry, you name it, we get it. Thank you guys so much. We love you guys. Am I forgetting anything? Just please make sure, I saw it again on the other video yesterday, that people are not subscribed and they're not unsubscribing themselves. So we know who's unsubscribing, everyone. Make sure you're still subscribed and hit the notification button. And the Facebook pages, Sister Barbara Francis, Godzilla 7, End Time Prophecy, The King is Coming, Second Coming of Christ. Now, you don't need to send me friend requests because I'm not adding anyone there, but all you need to do is go on any one of those pages and like and follow us there, and you'll see everything I put up there. I usually pass it around through all of the Facebook pages because I know a lot of you guys are in different countries and don't see everything. Am I forgetting anything else? I think I want to say a prayer again. This has really been on me heavy to pray for you guys and pray for a hedge of protection. So let's do that again. God the Father in heaven, in the name of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, bless me indeed, expand my territory. Keep evil and the devil away from me and my family. Let your hand be with me always, and please don't ever let me cause anyone pain or harm. Now, Lord Jesus, please accept me as intercessor on behalf of all those out there that are listening and that love you and that belong to you. Please put a hedge of protection around them for the virus and the variant that's going haywire now, and keep it away from their families. Put a hedge of protection around them. Give them a blessing, a health blessing, a financial blessing, a family, happy family blessing. Thank you in advance for answering all of our prayers. We love you. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Please get a Bible. I'm going to say it again. Read your Bible. I know you should have time to do this. Hours. You can't be constantly busy with something. Please get a Bible and read it front to back. If you don't understand, join a Bible study group. I better go. God bless you all. We love you guys. I hope I didn't forget anything. If I did, I'll put it under the video. All right, now if I could get up here. I thought there was going to be a bad storm yesterday, and I didn't go out on the balcony and water my poor tree. And now I can see it's half tipped over, and I don't think we got any rain. So now I'm going to have to go out there again. Be safe, everyone, and God bless you.
Hi, guys. This is Evelyn Brooks with Chosen Explosion Ministries. I hope everyone is doing well, staying healthy and just staying in peace and staying close to the Lord. That's very important in these times, as you know. The title of this word that I received is The Lion of Judah Begins to Roar. And before I get started, I just want to say a quick word of prayer. Father, we just thank you for your love. Lord, we thank you for your mighty presence. Lord, we thank you, God, that you are in control. And Lord, nothing surprises you, Lord. You know everything going on, and you are still on, sitting upon your throne, Lord, watching over us and taking care of us. And Lord, we just thank you for it. Lord, we thank you for miracles. We thank you for healing. We thank you for words of wisdom, words of knowledge, prophecy, tongues, interpretation of tongues, Lord, faith and miracles and all the gifts of your Spirit. Father, we just thank you, Lord, for your great mercy and your great love. And Lord, as I give this word, Lord, I pray, Father, that it would just penetrate our being, God. And Lord, that Holy Spirit, that you would just minister to each one of us, Lord, and that you would help us to see and to understand exactly what it is that you're talking about. And Lord, we just praise you for it. Lord, you're such a good God, and we love you so much. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, this is the word. My children, come near to me, sit at my feet, and hear what I have to say to you. My spirit broods over you, longing for you to draw near to me. I long to show you the way. Do you see my hand at work? I know that you see our enemy at work, but look closer. Do you see me? I am doing a great work. I separate good from evil. Look, in the midst of great deception, truth falls like an avalanche. Did I not tell you that truth would begin to fall? who cannot see it? Only those whose eyes are blinded by their own evil choices. But for you, my beloved, truth is falling like a heavy winter's snow. You cannot help but know it. By it, the lines of division grow more profound. Trust my work. I have not left you alone. I am with you in this fight. Find me in this storm. Watch closely to see what I am doing. Don't be focused on the enemy that you cannot see my work. I lay a trap for my enemy, and he walks right into it. My kingdom comes. My will shall be done. I have told you of the coming exodus. Behold, the exodus out of this world's systems have begun en masse. Do not be alarmed. My enemies mean it for harm, but I will use it for your good. Trust me in it. A time of separation has come. Do not be afraid. I am with you. Today is a day of choosing. Many will walk away from us because they were never really a part of us. But yet, out of my great mercy, many will be saved. I will pour out my spirit upon you, and many will be drawn to my light. My glory is rising upon my children. I am the Lion of Judah. I am beginning to roar within my beloved. The world will see my glory upon you. Love not this world. It is passing away. Draw near to me. The world will see my great love for you. Father God, we just thank you for this word. Lord, may it just give us a greater revelation of who you are. And Lord, help us, God, to see you, not to be so focused upon what the devil is doing, what the enemy is doing, Lord, but focused on what you're doing, Lord. Father, we thank you, Lord, that a mighty move of God, a great revival is coming, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that you're pouring your spirit out upon us right now. And Lord, I hear the Lion of Judah roar within me. And Lord, I thank you for that, Lord. I know that you are rising, Lord, that you are rising. And Lord, you are giving us strength and wisdom and knowledge and understanding and vision and every good thing, Lord, that comes from heaven. And we receive it. And we thank you for it, Lord. Now help us, God, not to be afraid, Lord, but to be bold and courageous. And to stand, Lord, so that others may see you in us. And Lord, let us be that light. Lord, let us be that light that shines. Lord, put your words in our mouth and help us, Lord. And I know that you are, Lord. And Lord, help, God, just help everyone on the face of the earth to choose right. Father, help them to see truth, to know truth, to understand the truth, to reject the lies, Father God. And to be set free from Satan's snares. And Lord, we thank you for that. We thank you for revelation and truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. God's a good God, isn't he? He's so good. These are troubled times. I don't have to tell you that. These are troubled times. And the deception is mind-numbing. And whoever thought, the Lord has told me these things before. He told me that truth was falling several years ago. But he also told me it was going to get greater, more and more, greater and greater. And I mean, it's hard to even fathom. It's hard to imagine how both deception can fall like an avalanche and how truth can fall like an avalanche as well at the same time. And then the people get to choose what they're going to believe. And unfortunately, many people are choosing wrong. But then again, many people are seeing, they're having the vision and the wisdom of God to see truth in this age. And they're choosing to walk out of the systems of this world. Many are having no choice. they're being pushed and forced out. But God wants us to see that and to know, guys, that he's even in this, that he's with us, that he is with, he's with us in all of these changes and all of these things coming to pass. And he doesn't want us, he wants us just to rest and to trust in him, to have vision, to see and to know, but to just to trust him. And, you know, not sell our soul to the devil, not give in, because this is a day of great dividing, and it's black and white. It's becoming more and more black and white. All the gray areas are disappearing. And guys, this is a God thing. God is allowing this to happen, and this is a part of the last days events. This is a part of the harvesting. We're not there yet. There's many more things that's going to happen. So don't let people fool you and deceive you. You know, listen to the Lord. You know, are we in the last of the last days? Absolutely. I believe, yes, we are. But I still believe that a lot of things are going to happen. And God is going to use his children. He's going to use us in the harvesting in these last days. And that's a very exciting thing. Let me see, what else did I want to say? You know what, I believe that I'm just gonna leave it at that. I believe that that's, maybe I plan to say more, but I believe that's what God once said, and that's all I'm feeling from him right now to say. So, guys, I just want to tell you that I love you. I'm praying for you. I know that you guys are pressing into God. This is the time to press in to the Lord greater than ever and pray for those that are in the valley of decision and those that maybe they're weak Christians and they haven't decided yet what they believe and which way they're going to go. Let's be in prayer and let's continue to watch God and see what he's doing and make sure that we're standing on the right side of things, because we know the end. There is no justice right now. It seems that judgment and justice is just not here, but we know it's coming. We know that justice is coming, and it's going to come in one way or another. The Lord's going to bring it, and we know that all these things will be completed in God's time. And until then, we'll just keep on keeping on, and we'll keep on loving him and trusting him and letting him use us in whatever ways he chooses to use us. All right, well, guys, that's all I have for now. God bless you. I'm praying for you. I ask that you pray for this ministry as well. Bye-bye.
November 23rd, 1998, this experience occurred. And when it first happened, I really didn't want to share it with anybody. I'm a conservative person. And my best friend asked me to come to his Bible study and share it. Well, I went reluctantly 3 months later. And it spread from there. We began getting invited to other churches, and it spread around the country. So for the next 7 years, my wife would take her 2 days off a week in her vacation time, and we would travel wherever we were invited. We never looked for one place to go. We paid our own way, and we never took one penny from anybody for 7 years. Then after that time, the publisher came to us, and they asked us to write the book. So it was not something I was looking to self-promote. But I was happy to write the book because I placed in there over 150 verses in our first book, 250 verses in our second book, and even more in our third book about everything I saw in hell is already in the Bible. So if you're here today and you'd say, I don't know if I believe this guy, well, I'm not here to convince you to believe me. I'm just here to convince you to believe the Word of God. That's all that matters. Now, you might say, Bill, how do you know this wasn't just a bad dream? Well, there were three reasons, but just to give you one quickly, on the way back from this experience, I was traveling back with the Lord, which I'll tell you about, but we came up to our home, and I viewed my body lying on the floor. So this was not a near-death experience. This was an out-of-body experience that would be classified as a vision in the Bible. In 2 Corinthians 12, 1 and 2, Paul, when he was caught up into heaven in a vision, he said whether in the body or out of the body, he didn't know. Well, the Lord showed me that I left my body. And so in a vision, you can actually travel. Like Paul and John traveled to heaven. Ezekiel was picked up by his hair, and he was carried to Jerusalem. He was told to eat. He experienced the sweetness of the food in his stomach. He conversed. My point is, in a vision, you can experience the same things in your spirit body that you would in your physical body. And you can travel in your spirit body. 1 Corinthians 15:44 talks about a natural body and a spirit body. So this is not to compare my experience with any of the great men in the Bible. I'm just trying to give you a scriptural basis of how this can occur. Job 7:14 says, "You scare me with dreams and terrify me through visions." So you can have a terrifying vision. Isaiah 21:2, he was given a grievous vision. And in Job 4:14, Eliphaz was given a vision that caused his bones to shake. So you can have a grievous, terrifying, bone-shaking vision. And, you know, so this was at least one of those. One thing that was unique about this vision, quickly, God blocked it from my mind that I was a Christian. He hid that fact from me for a reason which I will get to and explain. But you might say, Bill, where's that in the Bible? In Luke 24:16, when Jesus appeared to the disciples on the road to Emmaus, it says their eyes were holden that they should not know him. John MacArthur's commentary and Matthew Henry's commentary says, quote, they were kept by God from recognizing him. God hid it from their minds. And there's many examples of this in the Bible, but God hid it from my mind for a reason which I will get to and explain. And the last thing is, I want to explain to you, you might say, Bill, I'm a Christian. I'm not going to hell. Why do I need to hear about hell? Well, three reasons. Number one, when you understand how severe hell really is, you will be much more thankful of your own salvation from what God saved you from. See, again, a lot of Christians today believe in a teaching called annihilationism, which is a teaching that says you simply cease to exist if you deny Jesus. But that's not true. Jesus said in Matthew 25:46, these shall go into everlasting life, and these shall go into everlasting punishment. He used the word everlasting as the word aionios. So just as heaven is everlasting, so is hell everlasting. It says the same thing in John 5:29, Mark 16:16, Daniel 12:2, Acts 24:15, Matthew 13:30, many other verses that point out hell's eternal, and you'll thank God. You don't have to go there. Number two, it'll cause all of us to walk more in the fear of the Lord. A lot of us don't really walk that way. You know, Christians live compromised lifestyles today. Yet Psalms 89:7 says, God is greatly to be feared in the assembly of the saints. And the word feared there is the word eris, and it means the shaken terror. Well, how many of us do that? But it says Moses quaked exceedingly in the presence of God, and he was called the friend of God. So shouldn't we? Now, yes, we ought to cry out, Abba, Father, Daddy, Father. But at first, we have to have a healthy, reverential fear of Almighty God and who He is. Because He's not just loving, He's holy, and there's consequences for our actions. So the fear of the Lord keeps us walking the straight walk. Proverbs 16:6 says, by the fear of the Lord, men depart from evil. It'll keep you walking straight. You know, Jesus said, my mother and brethren are those that hear the word of God and do it. So Christians that are living backslidden, compromised lifestyles, they shouldn't be so comfortable. You know, we're supposed to walk in holiness. Without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. So it'll keep us walking circumspect before God. What is the fear of the Lord? The fear of the Lord is simply, Deuteronomy 6 and Deuteronomy 17 says, the fear of the Lord is to read His word and obey His word. You respect God enough to obey what He said. That's what He wants us to do. And understanding hell gives us that kind of a fear. Number three, it'll cause all of us to have more of a desire to witness, a passion for the lost. You know, most of us will go to church and hear a nice message, and that's great, but we'll just go home. And hardly any of us will open up our mouth and share the gospel, because a lot of people fear man rather than fearing God. And yet, all of us are called to preach the gospel and witness. Now, most of our witness is through our life example. Do we show up on time for work? Do we work with excellence? Do we keep our word? Are we quick to forgive? Do we show love to people that are ugly to us? That's most of our witness. Charles Spurgeon said that's 90% of our witness. But also, we are to open up our mouths and share the gospel. It's not just the pastor's job. All of us, your space and your seat, you have a job to do, and it's to share the word. Now, I'm not talking about beating people over the head with a Bible. I'm just talking about having the heart that God has for souls, that every day when you get up, you think about, Lord, where can you use me today? And just be aware of the people around you and look for an opportunity to share the gospel with them. Just look for those opportunities. And that's what God wants us to do. 2 Corinthians 5:10 and 11, Paul said, knowing therefore the terror of the Lord, we persuade men. So when you understand the terror, the judgment, the hell, you'll be more persuasive with men. Because you understand, they're going to go there if I don't say something. I've got to take the opportunity. So it'll give you that desire. But also, God holds us accountable if we don't. Ezekiel 33:8 says, if we fail to speak to warn the sinner from his way, his blood will I require at your hand. That's a strong verse. In other words, God's saying, I hold you partially accountable if you don't take the opportunity and share the gospel. That's pretty strong. It says the same thing in Acts 20:26 and Acts 18:6. Colossians 1:28 says, Christ in you, the hope of glory, whom we preach, warning every man. That's why Paul said, woe is me if I preach not the gospel. So it'll give you that passion, that desire. You'll want to do it. Not that you have to. You will want to do it. Okay? I want to show you just a 4.5-minute film of what it would be like for a Christian who didn't share their faith. Let's watch that.
What if? What if you had a friend who died without knowing Jesus as their personal Savior? What if he or she went to hell? What if one day you received a letter in the mail from beyond? A letter from hell. A letter from your friend in the flames of eternal torment. The following is a dramatic presentation. It was written by a fictitious high school student named Josh to a friend named Zach. Although Zach had every opportunity to tell Josh about Jesus, he didn't. They were best friends. They played soccer together, they went to classes together, they partied together, they shared their lives with each other. But there was one thing Zach held back from Josh. His personal relationship with Jesus Christ. The rest of the story is simple and sad. A few too many beers. A tragic drive home. A crash. A death. A funeral. A letter. Here is that letter in its entirety. A letter from hell. Dear Zach, I died today. It's a lot different than I expected. You see, I always thought dying would bring me into a world that's foggy and hazy. But this place is crystal clear. It's even more real than my life on Earth. I can think. I can talk. I can even feel. Right after the wreck, I could feel my spirit leaving my body. It was the weirdest thing, Zach. I thought I heard you screaming out to me, man. I must have been just imagining things. At first, I was just standing in line, getting registered, I guess. They asked me for my name and began to look this thing they call the Book of Life. I guess they couldn't find it though, because this huge angel standing next to me grabbed me by the arm and started dragging me away. I was terrified. I had no idea what was going on. I asked the angel where he was taking me, but he didn't answer. So I asked him again. Finally, he told me that only those whose names were written in the Book of Life could enter into heaven. And the rest would be condemned to hell forever. Man, I was scared. The angel threw me into some kind of holding cell where I've been sitting and thinking for a long, long time. Do you want to know what I've been thinking about?
Shalom, brothers and sisters. Shalom, believers in the Lord. This is Sister Grace. I'm here this morning with a warning to God's remnant, to God's children. Before we go through the warning, I would like to pray and then read a scripture by the grace of God. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you. Father, I praise you. I worship you, Lord. Father, I present this message into your hands. I pray, Lord, that it will get to those you want them to get to. I ask you for your mercy, Lord, upon me if I will add or subtract. I pray, God, that your blood will cover me this moment. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. Amen. If you have time, brothers and sisters, you can read Ezekiel chapter 3. Ezekiel chapter 3, beginning from verse 17 downward. So 17 says, Son of man, I have made thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore hear the word at my mouth and give them warning for me. So you can continue the reading by the grace of God. I'm here with a warning for God's children. Please, I urge you, if you don't understand anything about the revelation that I've shared previously or the one I'm about to share right now, pray about it. Ask God to confirm. Ask God to direct you in Jesus' name. Amen. So as you can see, I literally just woke up from sleep and I wanted to go back to sleep and then come back later on and do this message. But by the grace of God, I'm going to do it now and just get that kilo off my head. So in this revelation or slash dream, it was me and some couple of sisters in the dream. Couple of sisters and brother, I believe. We were in this gathering, perhaps we were praying or doing something. And then suddenly people started to put their names down and people were willingly going to get themselves to get the gem, the abomination. I cannot call the name because my video will be taken down and I will have a strike on my YouTube. So people were like running, going willingly, taking the gem, taking the abomination. So when it got to us, we were like, no, we're not going to take that. So what happened immediately, we were in this room, you know, praying or doing something, and there were people that were among us, but they were hiding. And this particular lady, when I was getting ready to exit the building, she had all the equipment to inject people. And when I was getting ready to come back to the building, it's like the Lord opened my eyes to see her plan. She had the thing stacked up in her and she was decently dressed, but she had this tube, the syringe, that he used to do that. And the moment I was getting ready to come back in, she poured the syringe out with it was already prepared. So she doesn't have to take the bottle and then do all that. It was already prepared. It was already set. So all she needed to do was to just take it off her clothes and boom, take it off the clothes and boom. That's how she was doing, you know, in the revelation. So when she got to me, and then she poured it out. I was like, blood of Jesus, blood of Jesus. So I couldn't go back in the building because if I were to go back, she would have injected me. So I was like, no, I'm not going back in that building. And she started to pursue me. When she started to pursue me, and I started calling the name of Jesus, and I found myself flying. And that's how I was able to escape that lady that wanted to give me the abomination. Brothers and sisters, the Lord, and before that, thank you, Jesus, the Lord just reminded me in the revelation, the voice spoke within my inner self and said, I have warned my people to flee into hiding. He said, I've given lots of warning for them to flee, but they have refused to flee. They have refused to leave, and they are stuck. And once they are stuck, they will have no option. The people will come after them, and they are going to inject them by force, and they will have their own self to blame. Brothers and sisters, the Lord has warned us countless times. He has warned his children to flee to the mountains. He has warned his children to leave the city. I'm telling you, they are going to come after you. They are going to come after your children. You will not be able to escape. The fact that I called the name of Jesus and I was able to fly, it's not going to happen in real life. It was not happening in our world because you're going to have 3 to 4 or 5 people coming on your one. They will trap you on the ground, put a chain on your head, and you are going to be false. It's going to be a false thing that will force you to take. Brothers and sisters, flee the cities. Go to where God wants you to go now. He said he has warned his people and people are not listening and you will be trapped. You will
be trapped. When you go to the church, they are going to force you and lock you down to take it. When you go to the store, they are going to come after you, brothers and sisters, run for your life. The Lord has warned his people countless times. There is a full shortage coming. A full shortage coming. You will not be able to buy. You will not be able to sell. You will not be able to travel. You will not be able to go to church. And some of these things are happening now. Why are God's people so disobedient? Why is your heart so hardened? Why have you become a people of stiff neck? Why have you refused to hear the voice of God? Brothers and sisters, if you refuse to hear the voice of God, you will be trapped. And when you be trapped, when you think that stuff, your eternity is doomed. You are doomed forever. I'm not going to be very calm with my voice right now. Because imagine the Lord has warned his people and they are not listening. You people are not listening. You feel that America, UK, Australia, and all this Western world, they are the paradise that God has given to you. And so you don't want to leave. They will come after you. Yes, I'm angry. I'm angry because souls are dying and ending up in hell every day. Souls are dying and ending up in hell while you are still there sending money, two pieces of checks. You want to take money over your eternity? You're going to take money over your soul? The Lord has warned his people enough. And I've come yet again. I don't care how many persecutions I get. I must speak the mind of God because I don't want nobody blood stain on my hands. The Lord said he has warned his people enough. They are going to come after you. I'm telling you. They will come after you. You will not be able to escape them. You will not be able to escape them. Take the warning now and leave. Leave, run for your life. Take your children into a hiding place. The Lord has won. He has won. But people are not listening. They are not doing what God wants them to do. They are still stuck to the lust of this world. They are still stuck with the things of this world. They are still stuck with the pleasure of this world. Don't you know that God and woman cannot go together? It's either you choose God or you choose the devil. And I've come to tell you, if you choose the devil, your end will be doomed. You will be in hellfire. You will be tormented day and night. The Lord has warned his people. I'm not going to cry this time around. I'm not going to cry. People are telling me that I should be calm with my voice. Why would I be calm with my voice when the Lord Jesus Christ is crying over his people because they are disobeying him? And you want me to be quiet? You want me to be silent? You want me to speak in a calm, still voice? No, I cannot. Because the Lord is angry with his people. He just get out. Run for your life. If you have money in the bank account, you better go and take it now, like now. The Lord has warned his people enough. I have warned by the grace of God. Every message that the Lord has given to me concerning this abomination, satanic thing they are doing in our world today that has changed the whole world, that the world will never become normal until Jesus Christ comes. I have been threatened. People have said all manner of things against me, but I don't care. I'm only pleasing the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm not here to please men. The Lord has spoken. He said, once have I spoken, twice have I heard. God has spoken. When the day comes, you will not be able to escape. You will not be able to escape. For those of you that think that the presence of God is still in these mega churches, those bishops and apostles and CEOs that you have, they are going to trap you and force you. Don't you see what's going on? Get up. Fight for your soul. Fight for your eternity. Come to Jesus now. For those of you that are still lukewarm, you are sitting there. And you are waiting for your GO to pray for you to give you the next prophetic word. Jesus Christ is coming. The time we are living is time to prepare your household. It's time to put your life together. The Lord is coming. He's coming for a prepared people. As the Spirit of God is leading me this morning, my soul and my spirit is so angry. I was trapped. We thought that where we were safe enough in that building. But we were not safe. They were right among us. And there are some people that are with us on this. Brothers and sisters, run for your life. Run for your life. It's either Jesus Christ or the devil. Do not take the abomination. If you take the abomination, brothers and sisters, I'm not going to sugarcoat this. No matter how hard you pray, no matter how hard you fast, mercy will not locate you. You are doomed forever. That was what the Lord told me. And I'm here to repeat that. If you are taking that gem, you have already denied the Lord Jesus Christ. How? Peter denied God. But the Lord told him, Peter, the crook will not crow twice, and you will deny me. And it happened. Brothers and sisters, men have already denied the Lord by their ways. So taking the abomination.
Praise the Lord, everyone. Welcome to the God Tiller 7th End Time Prophecy Channel. I'm Sister Barbara, and I'm here today with the prophecy to share with you. Let's see, what is today? Today is September 17th, 2021. So join me in the King James Version Bible. What is after me now? Wait, maybe this goes with the prophecy. I'm going to be in the book of Exodus, and let's see, chapter 7, and I turned right to it. I've been here a lot of times. Let's just do, start with this 18, verse 18. And the fish that is in it, the river shall die. And the river shall stink, and the Egyptians shall loathe to drink of the water of the river. And the Lord spake unto Moses, say unto Aaron, take thy rod and stretch out thine hand upon the waters of Egypt, upon the streams, oh, there's the Holy Spirit, upon the streams, upon their rivers, and upon their ponds, and upon all their pools of water, that they may become blood, and that there may be blood throughout all the land of Egypt, both in vessels of wood and in vessels of stone. And Moses and Aaron did so as the Lord commanded, and he lifted up the rod and smote the waters that were in the river in the sight of Pharaoh, and in the sight of his servants, and all the waters that were in the river were turned to blood. Okay, these are the plagues of Egypt coming again. This is what it sounds like to me. Now, I just Googled this quickly on our YouTube page. I might have several prophecy messages. I know I absolutely have one saying that the waters will be turned to blood again. Right, so, again, we got this first thing this morning. Brother Dan has a block. I think I'm getting his prophecy messages because I don't normally get them like this all the time, and he's not getting any. So here we go. A tsunami is coming. The storm has been brewing. A major upheaval, a catastrophe, a sign from the heavens. A warning to those on the earth. Disaster will strike multiple places throughout the nations. A cataclysmic event. Men's hearts will fail because they have not heeded the warnings. The day will be dark. Darkness will cover the land. The sun will not shine. The stars and the moon will not give no light. Stay inside. Keep your doors locked and windows covered. Let no stranger enter. The hand of the destroyer will pass over you. Do not fear. Whoa, I have the Holy Spirit so bad. Do not fear. I will use the 10 plagues of Egypt again to wake up the sleeping and unrepentant. I have chosen a few to speak of the end. Judgment comes to the wicked. Do not fear. Whoa. Okay. This is a major shocker again. Now, I'm pretty sure, like I said, I have several prophecy messages where these plagues of Egypt are coming again. You might want to read the book of Exodus that tells you the whole story and everything that went on. And especially the part that, and then again this. I have this exact thing and other prophecy on this, on the plague. The hand of the destroyer will pass over you. just like he did in Egypt. Stay inside. I have this in another word. Stay inside. Keep your doors locked and windows closed. And let's see, the darkness will cover the land. I have, like I said, several prophecies. I thought I counted five, but I don't know if they're all exactly on the plagues of Egypt. So here's me. Get a Bible and read it. Join a Bible study. You need to know what's going on here. The Lord is always the same. He doesn't switch around with all kinds of bizarre things. He did it before. He's going to do it again. This is what I said in other prophecy messages. If you know him, you know what he's up to and how he works. You need to know what the Bible says. Don't be depending on other people out there to tell you. All right, before I start going on, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. You will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. I'm going to read about that in the book of Acts, Acts 2:38. Have a plan. Have supplies on hand. You see, if this starts coming and what's going to happen here, people are going to be running around. They're not going to know what hit them. I also have a playlist on the channel page, and sometimes they put it on the videos. It's called The 3 Days of Darkness. So you might want to check that out. I'll put that on as a playlist on the this video. You need to be prepared for these things. I keep on saying this. I feel like I'm harping. I'm harping to my son during this. You need to have a plan and extra supplies on hand. You don't know what that disaster is going to hit. I have probably, I'm going to say, 10 different things that could possibly go wrong. And a lot of them have to do with these plagues in Egypt. Some of the other ones? Locusts, frogs. I know I'm not going to remember them all. Well, what made me laugh was I saw the gnat going to them. That's what made me think of it. There's going to be all sorts of things. Have a different plan. Have other things on hand so that whatever might hit or whatever disaster might strike, you're prepared. You need to do this. I'm going to say this again. The government is not going to help you if there's a disaster. You're going to be on your own trying to figure it out, at least for several days. They already have their plan made of what's going on. I posted on my Facebook page, three Facebook pages, an interesting video that someone put up or sent me. I think my friend Peter sent it to me. You might want to look on there. I forget what the title of it is, but it's really interesting about how things are going and we're being programmed, blah, blah, blah. You know the whole thing. You need to have a plan and be aware and be alert, and you need to know God's word and you need to be with him. That is the main thing that should be on the top of your list. Have some supplies on hand. You don't know what disaster could possibly hit. I know for sure the water is going to be turned to blood. I have something saying that straight up. He's saying it again. I think I probably have 3 or 4 confirmations on the water becoming blood again. And then think about it. If you know the Bible, you know what he did in Egypt. It didn't hit those people he said here. The hand of the destroyer will pass over you. That's what it did in Egypt. So his children, you guys out there that belong to him, his children, I'm sure that's the only people that are listening to me, you are going to be protected. So don't go running around, you know, taking a fit, da, da, da. You know this. He's going to protect his own. I have how many prophecies that say this. He will make a way. He says the hand of the destroyer will pass over you. So you need to give your life to Jesus Christ. That's the main thing on your list. You need to be a born-again Christian. You need to be born again. You must be born again to enter into the kingdom. Not my words in the Bible. Please do this. Our time is up. We're at the end. I feel like on every video I'm here at the end begging everybody to come forward and to repent from their sins. This is what you need to do. I do it every night. I sit there praying for hours. Not only do I sit there praying for myself for hours, I sit there as intercessor for other people. You guys that leave these messages that you're having issues and problems. I sit there praying as intercessor for you on behalf of you, asking the Lord to accept me for whatever your problem is. That's what I do. I sit here and I pray over these things. He's hearing our prayers. Please don't stop praying. I did put a notice up. I will be taking prayer requests tonight. I put it up on all the Facebook pages. If you have a need, just leave a comment, and Brother Dan and I will pray for you. You need to do this. Don't stop praying. What else did I want to mention before I forget and go off on something?